The number of suspected illegal immigrants abandoned in a sealed tractor trailer in southeast Texas is higher than initially believed. Officials announced today that three more individuals were located in the vicinity of the truck stop near Victoria where the Big Rig was abandoned yesterday morning. That brings the total of individuals crammed inside the trailer with little water or air to breathe to at least 68. 18 of those trapped inside died, primarily from suffocation or heat exhaustion. Authorities intend to transport the survivors labeled as victims of a smuggling operation to Houston for further questioning as the investigation continues. The White House is hopeful as the Senate continues to move towards the passage of a tax cut bill tonight. It's significantly less than the legislation approved by the U.S. House last week. The White House hopes the bottom line will rise during subsequent House-Senate negotiations on a final bill. White House spokesman Scott McClellan calls it a jobs package that will stimulate the economy.
But what we're going to do is continue to fight for as robust a plan as possible, because it means as many jobs as possible that can be created. And that's what we're going to continue to fight for.
The House approved $550 billion in additional tax cuts over a decade, legislation backed by President Bush. Senators are trying to finalize a $350 billion package. Supporters call it a necessary stimulus to the ailing economy. Opponents say it mainly benefits the wealthy and would do little to stimulate the economy immediately.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
The Titanic is scheduled to return Friday with a new exhibition in London that features the personal belongings of passengers. Exhibition organizer Mark Latch told reporters the exhibition offers the human side of the tragedy. He said many of the items have never been seen in public before. A small leather wallet with a bank deposit slip for £3 is the epitaph for a second-class passenger who died with the over 1,500 other people when the ship sank after hitting an iceberg.
A proposal to designate May 29th as Bob Hope Day in California was unanimously approved this morning by the state Senate.
May 29th will be Hope's 100th birthday. The measure is expected to be approved by the state assembly next week and signed by Governor Gray Davis shortly thereafter. GOP Senator Jim Batten sponsored the Bob Hope Day resolution because he says Mr. Hope is one of America's most beloved entertainers. He's made us laugh, been a staunch supporter of our military personnel, and raised millions of dollars for charitable organizations.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
The Little League Board of Directors in Wakefield, Massachusetts, has banned a mother accused of attacking a young player from future games and events. Attorney Brian McGrail announced the board's decision against 39-year-old Valerie Yiannopoulos.
It is in the best interest of Wakefield Little League to remove Valerie Yiannopoulos as secretary of the Board of Directors and from the Board of Directors itself. She has also been removed from her position as a rookie league coach.
Yiannopoulos allegedly kicked an 11-year-old boy who was cheering for the other team during a Little League game on Saturday. She's due in court next month to face assault and battery charges. The board of directors will review the ban on Yiannopoulos attending games in September. On Wall Street, stocks ended the day higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 66 points to 87.13. The NASDAQ was up 16 to 15.51. And the S&P 500 moved up 7 points to 9.46. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Yesterday, in Brakes 101, master cylinders, calipers, and pads were demystified. You learned they are a lot like hearts, muscles, and skin, all designed to stop cars and save lives. When I come back, it's Brakes 102.
Doug is frugal.
Well, money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
The problem is, Doug is about to buy a used car.
Yep, and I'm going to get ripped off!
And Doug doesn't know about Carfax, which lets you check a used car's history to see if it's been in an accident, has accurate mileage, stuff like that. So you know your money's well spent.
So I might save thousands?
Exactly, Doug. Just go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report.
Hey, how about we go halfsies on the car?
How about nunsies?
How about somesies?
No. Carfax, the truth about used cars.
Welcome to Brakes 102 at Car Clinic College. Today's lesson, analog braking systems, or ABS. Ever press the brake and nothing? You just pumped and hoped for the best? Hope no more. The best is here. Computer-controlled ABS. This system monitors the speed of individual wheels and applies precise braking power to each. And if any brake starts to lock or slows at a different rate than the others, that specific brake is automatically pumped or pulsed to prevent lockup. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Mike Malloy Show here on the IE America Radio Network. I am Ski Anderson filling in for Mike. He is off tonight, and we're off to an auspicious beginning already. It's me. I'm the jinx. I'm the one. I've put the ghosts in the machine tonight, but that's okay. We'll make it through. 1-800-TALK-YES is our number, 1-800-825-5937. We're broadcasting live from IEAmericaRadio.com as well as on the Sirius Satellite Network. And through various radio stations across the country. Thank you for joining us. And if I may be so bold as to say, welcome, truth seekers. I promise that'll be the only time that I use Mike's terms for you, because I'm just filling in. There is no way in the world that I would ever be able to take his place. I'm just holding down the fort till he gets back. Again, 1-800-825-5937. Some may recognize the name or the voice. I'm the other half of the Ski and Skinner program in Chicago. Nancy Skinner, you hear on the IE America Radio Network during the day with Doug Steffens' Good Day, and then her own little Vox Pop program coming up right there from, 9 to 11 Central Time, 10 to noon Eastern, whatever time zone you may be in, fit it into your schedule. So we're going to have some fun tonight, and we'd love you to be a part of the whole program. Also, keep in mind, we've got email tonight as well. I've managed to find a studio that has everything I need to actually do a radio show. Figure that. Ski S. Anderson, all one word, at yahoo.com is how you can get a hold of the program tonight if you've got something you'd care to add. I know there's a lot of interactivity with Mike and his listeners. And just because Mike's not here doesn't mean you get a day off. You've still got to be a part of the program. So come on. Fess up. You can do it. You can be a part of it. It'll be good. It'll be good for you. Every once in a while at the, we read the emails from the program. Now, this is kind of weird because here's a guy filling in you haven't heard in quite a bit. All of a sudden now I'm going to start reading listener email. You're saying to yourself, how did this happen? The guy's been on 2 minutes. This was one that I've actually received at the other account, but I thought it was very important. And it was actually kind of funny as well, so I thought I'd start off the program with this tonight as we move along. Ski Anderson is who it's addressed to. Me, yes. Now, it starts off, your continued liberal nitpicking of President George W. Bush's military record may place our nation's security at risk. This, of course, going back to the situation recently that has been brought up of, you know, George W. on the Abraham Lincoln, his missing year plus possibly of military service. Okay, just a little reminder. Have you ever considered the possibility that Bush, too, has said all he can say about his missing year? Given his family connection to the CIA, it is entirely possible Bush, too, was serving his country on some still-secret mission. Ooh, never thought of that. Think of his background and many qualifications to be a spy, on par with the likes of James Bond. Having attended mostly British-type public schools and Yale, Bush, too, possessed a visceral understanding of the common man. Virtually everything he had, he earned. There's no pause for laughter. I just inserted that. Just prior to conception, how many sperm compete to penetrate the female egg? Bush, too, won this competition, which proves Bush, too, is a skilled strategist, accomplished tactician, and competitive winner. Why am I entitled to be president? Because I was born. I was born. Of all my daddy's swimmers, I was the fastest. Now that you put it that way, that really scares me. Many liberals try to besmirch Bush 2's reputation by saying he was a womanizer who had problems with booze and other substances. This is nuts. Bush was obviously preparing for his spy role that would include a cover story on his being an officer and a gentleman in the Texas Air National Guard. With his spy missions complete, there's no way for Bush 2 to disclose his true activities. Such disclosure might comprise. I'm wondering, is that a typo or is that just Bush speak? Might comprise, I'll say it's Bush speak, ongoing operations and place at risk countless American lives. During your last show, there were many negative remarks about our commander-in-chief's fighter pilot landing on the aircraft carrier. Any true patriot knows that Bush 2 knows this was no different than the last time he served our country. Simply put, Bush 2 demonstrated once again that he can come and go when it suits him to come and go. That was about the time when I was reading it that I finally realized that the first half of this letter was all tongue-in-cheek. I was just like, oh, my God, this person doesn't really believe. Oh, whew, thank you. Sarcasm. Irony. Good. Okay. So that you don't try to dismiss me as some unqualified individual with an agenda, I want you to know that my military record is as long and as distinguished as Rush Limbaugh's, Dick Cheney's, and the most dangerous of all altar boys, Sean Hannity. Sincerely, Pat from Chicago. Thank you, Pat. As I said, I was very afraid about the first three quarters of this letter until we got down to the end. And I was like, whew. I mean, what do you say to someone who actually believes something like that? You say you're in big trouble. That's what it is. This from the WashingtonPost.com, and I'm going to source these articles for you today so you can go back and find them. Mike normally, of course, has all his material up on the website at MikeMalloy.com, so you can go back and find it yourself, an easy way to do that. Since I don't have access to his site to load these articles and these links for you, I'll tell you where they are so you can search them out yourself if there's something that you find interesting. House Majority Leader Tom the Hammer DeLay is a tobacco-chewing, meat-eating Texas Republican who likes to drink red wine and smoke cigars. Okay, so you know where this is going already. This is one of those fawning little love pieces. We're told that during a recent dinner, about 30 political supporters at a downtown Washington steakhouse, DeLay walked out on his guests before dessert when the manager told him he could eat and drink, but he could not puff. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. He couldn't smoke. Seems the dinner was organized by Tom's daughter, Danielle DeLay Farrow. It was a fundraiser for Armpit. Armpack. I'm sorry. I did proof this. I really did. Maybe Armpit was just a Freudian mistake. Who knows? DeLay's Political Action Committee. They met at a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse on 9th Street Northwest because the restaurant leases space in a federal building owned by a federal agency, in this case the Smithsonian Institution. The law forbids smoking. And there were prohibition is posted, numerous signs inside and outside the restaurant. My friends, I bring forth to you this heralded and trumpeted and revered concept called the rule of law. But after the main course, delay went into hammer mode. Hammer time. As in MC Hammer, maybe? I don't know. Trying to compel the manager to flout the federal regulations and lift the ban on smoking. And according to Lloyd Grove in the WashingtonPost.com, he says, we hear the conversation went something like this. Restaurant manager. I'm sorry, sir, but this is a federal building and it's against the law of the federal government. To which Tom the Hammer, rule of law delay, responds with, I am the federal government. Oh, yeah, he's there for the people, doing the people's work. I'm just a simple public servant trying to help the people of Texas. Oh, no man is above the law. I am the federal government, Tom DeLay says. But the manager stood his ground, and DeLay and several cigar-chomping compatriots left for the smoke-filled caucus room before the cheesecake course. Yesterday, the manager declined to comment, and DeLay spokesman Stuart Roy told us that what his boss really said was, I'm with the federal government. Right. Uh-huh. Okay, but does that just not, I am the federal government. I'm Tom DeLay. You're not going to let me smoke? Do you know who I am? Yeah, we do, Tom. And you follow the same rules and laws as everybody else. So just sit back, shut up, and enjoy your cheesecake. If you want to go smoke, get out of here. Take all your high-flying, big-money-paying, little fundraising, annoying miscreants and go someplace and smoke and leave the rest of us alone. I cannot imagine working in the restaurant industry in Washington, D.C. I could not do it for that one reason right there. Now, it's bad enough that Tom DeLay, who most people would know, would be running around trying to poke his nose in things and try to throw his name and weight around. But imagine all the other little second, third, and fourth fiddles to all these guys that nobody knows about or hears about walking into places assuming that everyone's going to know who they are. Huh. It takes a very special person, and I'm not that kind of person. In Indianapolis, that, you know, Washington, Indianapolis, same thing. Audience members told not to wear their ties for the speech by President Bush. Now, Indianapolis was all a Twitter. Was all a Twitter. Because the president was in Indianapolis. Oh, my goodness. Oh, gosh. He's coming. Oh, we. Which does nothing for the image and reputation of the state. Because, you know, we all look like a bunch of rubes and hicks. We ain't none ever seen the president before. This is like pretty cool, Gomer. I just shake my head every time anybody of any import comes to this state where I'm broadcasting to you from tonight. Because we look like, you know, like we're all from Mayberry or something. He came to Indianapolis to send out his message that his tax cut plan will help everyone and not just the wealthy. Right. And that's why all the people sitting behind the president were instructed on what to wear. Seems when it comes to Bush's public appearances, very little is left to chance. The president's been criticized for the effort and expense that it took to create photo opportunities when he flew on the USS Abraham Lincoln, of course. And the same sort of image-making was part of the Indianapolis speech. Now, let's not forget the stop several months ago where he went to the box factory and covered up all the boxes where they said made in China and covered up with made in the USA and then put a big backdrop up to make it look like he was some big help, you know, that he was out there creating jobs.
We have our winner. to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country.
Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into Tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Hey, Chuck, welcome to Nebraska. How you doing, buddy?
Welcome to Nebraska.
How are you doing?
We're lost in sauce, buddy.
You guys have way too much fun, you know that.
Isn't that the truth? What can we do for you, Chuck?
Hey, I tell you what. I got a border collie, and I called you guys up about 9-10 months ago, and you gave me some advice. This dog was a one-person dog, and that was my wife. Mm. And you gave me some advice that said that
you
give him some time and work with him, and I did. And I just want to thank you guys for what you said to me, because I really worked with his dog, and now he's kind of on my side.
And that doesn't bother you so much, does it?
No, not really. No.
Excellent.
No, I actually, this phone call is just to thank you for your advice. I sure appreciate that, because it sure worked out good. It's worked out great.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Truth, Justice, and the American Way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
With special guest host, Guy Anderson.
There we go. We have music this time. It's a beautiful thing when all these little finagled computers all work. We were talking just a moment ago about President Bush and his everyman little speech he gave to the Rubes in Indianapolis earlier this week, touting a tax cut plan that probably will benefit like two people who are in the audience there with him. What a brilliant move that is for all the, oh, it's the president, yay, he wouldn't suggest it if he wasn't such a good man and he believed in God, yay. So here it happens. His public appearances, very little's left a chance. Remember, this is a guy who doesn't take polls. This is a guy who's just every man. You know, I just do it. I just do what I have to do. I can't even do a good impersonation like Mike does. I'm not even going to try anymore. But the folks who are up on stage, of course, behind the president, the people who make it up there to be the photo ops, to be the props in the photo, those are all the VIPs. Those are all big shots. Those are all people, you know, give a lot of money to the Republicans, and they get to be on stage, which is great because you get to see the guy from behind. Whoopee. Why you'd want to be there at all is beyond me, but hey, you know, that's fine. But anyway, these VIPs were all told, the guys anyway, take off your neckties. And according to Bill Bloomquist, a political scientist, he says, these are VIPs, right? Ordinary people aren't up on stage behind the President of the United States when he's speaking. But the trick is to make the VIPs look like they're ordinary people. That's why everybody sitting behind the President wearing a necktie was instructed to take it off. Exhibit A, Brian Bosma. He appeared on stage in a necktie prior to the President's arrival. And when the President got there, the Indiana House Minority Leader had an open collar. Now, News 8 is a CBS affiliate in Indianapolis, interviewed Brian Bosma immediately following the speech, and his tie was back on. So this everyman is a convenient photo op everyman. Former state Republican Chairman Mike McDaniel helped organize the event, quote, they wanted them to be themselves, and that's why we were trying to get out those shots, and it worked for the most part. They are the White House staff, and they had other instructions, too. Bush fan Ann McDaniel was told not to flash her camera. And her companion Wilma Hart, had this to say to the White House staffer. I said, do we look like we just crawled out from under a rock someplace? I mean, it is Indiana. They could have. Who knows? When you see somebody who is in a coat and tie, then not in a coat and tie, and then in a coat and tie, it sort of reveals that this is about stagecraft rather than statecraft, said political scientist Bill Bloomquist. Peyton Manning, the quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, was apparently allowed to keep on his tie, but then everybody knows that he's not ordinary. No, he just can't win a playoff game. There were some other neckties in the crowd, but most of them belong to Secret Service agents. When the guy from the White House tells you to take off your tie, you don't ask why. But he also removed his pocket square. Aww. Yeah, ordinary folks, we don't have enough money to buy those little pocket square thingies. You mean just something to sit in my pocket and I can't even do anything with it and blow my nose? Why the heck do I need one of those, Bubba? And then this comes from the Wish TV 8 website. It says at the very end of here from this Jim Shella piece, who is a pretty decent political reporter in Indianapolis. While there's nothing wrong with image making, viewers should be aware when it's taking place. Okay? This is going to be the only place in the country, I bet, that anybody outside of the Indianapolis area hears that. I'll bet you money. You're not going to hear it anyplace else. Right here on the Mike Malloy Show, I'm Ski Anderson on the IE America Radio Network. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Get those dialing fingers ready and call in and be part of the program here in just a little bit. In about 15 or 20 minutes or so, we will be speaking with David Sirota. He is the communication director for David Obie from the 7th District in Wisconsin. David Sirota, I'm lucky enough to be on one of his little email lists where he sends out boatloads, oogles, and 700 horses of
pure power. Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Aw, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Laura Miller.
18 people are dead from heat stroke after being locked inside a semi-tractor trailer near Victoria, Texas. The trailer, discovered at a truck stop early Wednesday morning, contained more than four dozen people, believed to be migrant workers from Mexico without immigration visas. It's not clear how long the trailer had been abandoned, but the truck's driver has been located and arrested.
A healthcare union in Albuquerque, New Mexico, has a new office this month after its previous landlord evicted the organization because of its anti-war views. After Local 1199 of the National Union of Hospital and Healthcare Employees organized an anti-war march through the streets of Albuquerque in March, the building's landlord filed a complaint against the union, ultimately evicting the organization for creating a public nuisance and disturbing the peace.
South Korean troops are mobilizing to break blockades created by striking truckers at the country's two largest ports. The truckers began the strike nearly a week ago for better wages and more on-the-job rights, but the government says it won't negotiate with the strikers until they return to work. The country's electronics and auto manufacturers are just about out of supplies, and exports are backing up, costing the national economy an estimated $180 million a day. Military transports will be used to move cargo around and through the blockades, and plans are in the works to ship more cargo by rail, although the Korean Freight Rail Workers Union says it may fight the government's strike-breaking efforts.
Pilots at Delta have given the thumbs down to their airline's call for massive wage concessions. Like most airlines, Delta has been bleeding revenue in recent years, but the Delta Airlines Pilots Association says the call to cancel pay raises and slash hourly wages by 22% goes too far. Since September of 2001, Delta's laid off 18% of its workforce.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 47.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday.
Yeah!
Animal Celebrity Boxing.
We're gonna kick some butt!
Lightweight bout featuring Fearless Felix the Cat.
What a cat!
And that dog on ice, Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding, she'll fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Boys, come on.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Talk radio right from the left. It's Mike Malloy
with special guest host Ski Anderson.
Mike Malloy, 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Kurt's been on the line here for a little bit, I believe. Kurt in Arkansas, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Thank you.
Thanks for giving us a ring tonight. What can we do for you?
I want to see if you guys had heard about the Saxby Chambliss Bill Frist thing that was I saw in Buzzflash today.
I heard about it briefly, but I didn't go into a whole lot of detail with it. For those of us still in the dark, why don't you share it with us?
Well, evidently, Saxby Chambliss gave Bill Frist a phone call and said, you know, I've got this donor. He gave us a lot of money during the campaign. He wants an ambassadorship. Can you do that? And Frist said, we'll see. Well, unbeknownst to Saxby, there was a reporter who was doing a story on Frist who was recording the conversation. And so now it's on the AP wire and all over the place. And they're trying to spin it like we're honest, really.
Yeah, it's in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution today. The Melanie Eversley, I guess, is the reporter. And You know, does this surprise anyone, though? And the thing is,
no.
Will anyone jump up and down and create a big stink about this? The fact, and I know Mike originates the program there in the foothills of North Georgia, right there in the backyard, and was firsthand to see the horrible way that Max Cleland was treated by Saxby Chambliss and all the others.
Know.
And now is it a big surprise that all of a sudden we find out, well, my guy gave me a lot of money. He'd like to be an ambassador. Frist asks Chambliss if the donor, quote, has a lot of dollar figures. And Chambliss replies that the man raised quite, quote, a chunk of money. All right, Frist responds, you're a good man. The article does not name Chambliss, but he's easily identified because according to this article, what's it say? During the conversation, he agrees to Frist's request to deliver the annual rendition of the Washington's farewell address on the Senate floor, a duty that he eventually carried out, I guess.
Well, but my question now, though, is, you know, it's obvious that, you know, if the branches of government are the sheepdogs that are protecting the flock, so to speak, you know, and the Republicans have brought in all these wolves, you know, do we have almost a moral obligation to start either recruiting or training wolves of our own, or should we just, you know, kind of rely on Daschle, who's a sheepdog who seems to be asleep? You know?
No, the only thing we can rely on Daschle for would be to take your admission ticket to Mount Rushmore. Because that's about the backbone that he has. I was watching him on Meet the Press this last Sunday and his comments over the last couple weeks. And if there was ever a individual who needed to somehow find a spine and a little bit of, you know, get up and go, maybe he should look into some of those diet supplements that give you a little bit of energy or something and maybe stick a piece of plywood up his shirt or something to give him some semblance of a backbone, because he is pathetic. And reading these articles all over the Internet, there's one from the American Prospect that I referenced, and we'll probably get to that a little bit later tonight. But it basically says, you know what? Democrats really don't stand a chance. They're not going to win back the House. We're not going to win back the Senate. The only real thing we got going for us is maybe we can find a guy who could maybe win president and keep the Republicans from driving us off into a ditch. But the way it's going now, that's not going to happen. And we see what happens that all the Republicans, they know that if they give Saxby Chambliss a bunch of money or if they give it to anybody else, they're going to be able to find their ways and get into this thing. And I think what we're seeing here, even with this latest tax cut thing that Bush is pushing, so he doesn't get all of it this year. He gets part of it. He at least gets his tentacles in there. So,
well, even if they're giving him any of it is enough of a crime.
Exactly. But he's going to get enough of it in there that whoever gets in after him, whether he gets to stay there for another 4 years and just dig in deeper and get more entrenched and just completely change the system, or if by some chance we all wake up and throw his ass out next time around, it's still going to be difficult enough for whoever gets in the office to clean up his mess and try to get something going the right way. So even if he only gets a little bit in this time around, he's still going to be way far ahead of where he hoped to be. The idea is just push the envelope as far as you can and take whatever you can.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we just don't need an anti-Karl Rove of some sort. Somebody
absolutely
to kind of counteract.
Absolutely,
you know,
we need an anti-Karl Rove. That's, and David Sirota.
We need someone savvy and vicious, maybe, you know, to get in there and fight the good fight.
And the gentleman that we're going to be speaking to here in just a little bit, David Sirota, I wouldn't put him in the pantheon of Karl Rove because he's not engaged in anywhere near dirty tricks that he is. David Sirota and the emails and things that I've gotten from him basically floods you with the information you need that proves that everything you're hearing from the resident in chief is just poppycock. And if we can find somebody to take the message that Sirota and others in the Democratic Party are able to put together like this and have a backbone and have a national presence and have people wake up and realize going, you know what, this guy knows what he's talking about, there's going to be a chance. But if we sit there like Tom Daschle does and go, well, you know, we didn't have any weapons of mass destruction, and although that was really why they said we were supposed to go in, we did get rid of a really bad guy, so I guess that's okay. Oh, it's like he's Aunt B, you know? Oh, Andy, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Oh. Give me a break. Kurt, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Have yourself, you bet. Have a fabulous evening. Thank you for calling us here at the Mike Malloy Show. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. And again, I'm Ski Anderson in for Mike tonight. Anytime, if you like chiming in, I figured the first little part of the program here I would share with you some little things that caught my eyes and curiosity throughout the last couple days. And then we'd move on to some heavier things with our interview with Mr. Sirota and more. So don't be afraid. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. I have email as well tonight. Ski S. Anderson, all one word, SKISANDERSON at yahoo.com if you'd care to throw that in there. Remember a few years ago, a column by a Chicago Tribune columnist, Mary Schmeek, was widely distributed through the internet and credited to Kurt Vonnegut that he somehow used this, said this speech at a commencement exercise. It was that whole wear sunscreen thing. And then Baz Luhrmann made a song out of it, and the world went a-Twitter for 3 or 4 weeks because there was nothing else going on in the world at that time. Well, Vonnegut is out again, and this time I tend to believe the credibility of the article and the sourcing of it. It comes from In These Times magazine, and I got it at commondreams.org. You can get it either at Common Dreams or at In These Times. And it talks about strange weather lately, and this is adapted from a Clemens lecture presented in April for the Mark Twain House in Hartford, Connecticut. And I wanted to share a little bit of this because I thought it was interesting. He's talking about being there at the Clemens House, in the Mark Twain House in Hartford, Connecticut, and goes on, "What other American landmark is as sacred to me as the Mark Twain House? The Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. Mark Twain and Abraham Lincoln were country boys from Middle America, and both of them made the American people laugh at themselves and appreciate really important, really moral jokes. I note that construction has stopped of a Mark Twain museum here in Hartford behind the carriage house of the Mark Twain House at 351 Farmington Avenue. Work persons have been sent home from the site because American conservatives, as they call themselves, on Wall Street and at the head of so many of our corporations have stolen a major fraction of our private savings, have ruined investors and employees by means of fraud and outright piracy." Shock and awe. "And now, having installed themselves as our federal government or taken control of it from outside, they've squandered our public treasury and then some. They've created a public debt of such appalling magnitude that our descendants, for whom we had such high hopes, will come into this world as poor as church mice." Shock and awe. "What are the conservatives doing with all the money and power that used to belong to all of us? They're telling us to be absolutely terrified and to run around in circles like chickens with our heads cut off. But they will save us. They're making us take off our shoes at airports. Can anybody here think of a more hilarious practical joke than that one? Smile, America. You're on candid camera. And they've turned loose a myriad of our high-tech weapons, each one costing more than 100 high schools, on a third-world country in order to shock and awe human beings like us, like Adam and Eve, between the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers. The other day I asked a former Yankee pitcher, Jim Bouton, what he thought of our great victory over Iraq. And he said, Muhammad Ali versus Mr. Rogers. What are conservatives? They're people who move... who will move earth and heaven if they have to, who will ruin a company or a country or a planet to prove to us and to themselves that they're superior to everybody else, except for their pals. They take good care of their pals, keep them out of jail, and so on. Conservatives are crazy as bedbugs. They're bullies. Shock and awe. Class war? You bet. They've proved their superiority to admirers of Abraham Lincoln and Mark Twain and Jesus of Nazareth with an able assist from television, making inconsequential our protests against their war. What has happened to us? We've suffered a technological calamity. Television is now our form of government. And what grounds did we protest their war? I could name many, but I need name only one, which is common sense. Be that as it may, construction of the Mark Twain Museum will sooner or later be resumed, and I, the son and grandson of Indiana architects, seize the opportunities to suggest a feature which I hope will be included in the completed structure, words to be chiseled into the capstone over the main entrance. Here's what I think would be fun to put up there, and Mark Twain loved fun more than anything else. I've tinkered with something famous he said once, which is, be good and you will be lonesome. That's from the Following the Equator, okay? So envision that a majestic front entrance of the Mark Twain Museum will have someday, and imagine that these words have been chiseled into the noble capstone and painted gold. Be good, and you will be lonesome most places, but not here. And then it goes on about Abraham Lincoln. And it's almost always a mistake to mention Abraham Lincoln in a speech about something or somebody else. He always steals the show. And I'm about to quote him. Vonnegut rolls on. Lincoln was only a congressman when he said in 1848 what I'm about to echo, and he was heartbroken and humiliated by our war on Mexico, which had never attacked us. We were making California our own and a lot of other people and properties and doing it as though butchering Mexican soldiers who were only defending their homeland against invaders wasn't murder. What other stuff besides California? Well, Texas, New Mexico, Utah, Nevada, Arizona, parts of Colorado, Wyoming. Why stop with one? Keep going. They're like potato chips. The person Congressman Lincoln had in mind when he said what he said was James Polk, the president at the time. Lincoln said of Polk, his president, our armed forces commander-in-chief, trusting to escape scrutiny by fixing the public gaze upon the exceeding brightness of military glory, that attractive rainbow that rises in showers of blood, that serpent's eye that charms to destroy, he plunged into war. What made Mexico so evil back in the 1840s? Well, before our Civil War, is that slavery was illegal there. Remember the Alamo? Just a little bit from Mr. Vonnegut. Shock and awe. Smile, America. You're on candid camera. One 800 talk yes. 1-800-825-5937. I'm Ski Anderson in for Mike Malloy tonight. Thank you very much. In just a moment, we'll be talking with David Sirota. Again, he's the communications director for David Obie from the 7th District in Wisconsin. He's also the senior minority on the Appropriations Committee, which means he has access to a whole bunch of information and a whole bunch of numbers. And most everything that you hear from Mike Malloy is pointed out by Mr. Sirota quite glaringly. I mean, it just makes you wonder why other people aren't quite as aware to all this as Mike and you, his faithful audience, is. But somehow, this is missed on much of the mainstream media. But we will check in with David Sirota here very soon, and we will talk with him. Shard, do we have time to take John in Long Beach? If so, let's do that. I don't have my sheet in front of me. John? John?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Welcome.
I sent an email to a group I belong to. I think you might find it interesting. I said, from one of my many unnamed sources, which will remain unnamed, I received information that our military has, in fact, found a large cache of weapons of mass destruction, but they were not in Iraq. They were found in a very large cavern under the White House. But it turns out these are not the same kind of weapons of mass destruction we were looking for in Iraq. No, these are really weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other part is, also from the same source, he claims the military did indeed capture Saddam and Osama bin Laden and turn them over to the CIA. Osama and Saddam both promised that if given immunity, they would cooperate fully with their government and rat out all the people under them. the CIA agreed and put both of them under the witness protection program. So now both Saddam and Osama are somewhere in Idaho, and both have been set up with 7-Eleven franchises.
I don't think they can get away with that in Idaho. Idaho is a little bit too conservative. I mean, this is the place where when Mark Furman left the LAPD, John, thanks for the call. When Mark Furman left the LAPD, he went to Idaho to live because it was more along his speed. Gives you some idea of what's going on in Idaho. Mark Furman. Yeah, from the OJ thing. Maybe we didn't know well. Ski Anderson, 1-800-825-5937. 1-800-TALK-YES. It's the Mike Malloy Show here. So be a part of the program. We've got a couple other folks on the line here, Marge, and we'll try to get David Sirota in from Mr. Obie's office and chat with him and get your calls and questions in for David Sirota.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit, bad credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved, guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now. 1-800-823-0157.
Hi, this is Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, inviting you to join me Saturday mornings from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern here on IE America Radio Network. People love to talk cars, and local sponsors know that. But IE America Radio has other shows as well. Shows that your listeners will love, that will attract local sponsors, and shows that will set your station above the rest. Go to IEAmericaRadio.com and take a look and listen for yourself to see what's available. That's IEAmericaRadio.com.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
Brendan was spending the afternoon helping me pick out furniture for the new place.
Well, the ladies are doing a little furniture shopping, are they?
That's scary. I hope you didn't make any choices without a professional.
Beanbag chairs for everybody.
God, help us. Bearskin rug.
I put the car in swinger, baby.
Good Stepman's good day.
on the IE America Radio Network.
You know, Jamie, if people don't listen to animal talk, things with their animals won't go well.
Oh, they won't.
No, absolutely not. You see, because a dog will poop in the corner, and then a cat will end up peeing on a pillow. Then you'll have somebody who has an iguana that turns a little red. We don't want red iguanas. We don't want poopy in the corner. We don't want cat pee. If you don't listen to animal talk, you'll have crap everywhere.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
And now, in pursuit of truth, justice, and a decent cup of coffee, more of Mike Malloy.
With special guest host, Ski Anderson.
Ski Anderson for Mike Malloy. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. You know, I was bragging earlier that everything was going to go great and we were fine. And now I've had every computer in the room here on me locked up, so... I apologize for the typing noises and everything that you're listening to as I try to reboot everything. You know, in the movies, they make it look so easy when that happens. You type, you know, like 6,000 words a minute, and you never get anything wrong, and you're back up, and nobody knows. Doesn't work that way in radio. I believe Marge is with us in Indiana. I saw that on the screen before it went blank, so let's get Marge in here. Marge, welcome to the Mike Malloy program.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Well, Mike said to be nice to you, and as a fellow Hoosier, I thought, you know, you're made of pretty stern stuff that you can handle it, so.
Uh-oh.
But I'll be nice anyway.
Well, I hope so. I mean, have I said something that would make you angry?
No.
Okay.
Of course not. Except that I can't get through on Sundays, so I have to call you here.
Well,
you
what
know,
do you have for us
seeing
then?
As how you spend time in Chicago, mm-hmm. I thought you would appreciate the goings-on, you know, that they haven't been able to find a Republican candidate to run for senator. Edgar backed out, and well, Judy Bart Topinka doesn't want to run.
Right.
And somebody made the crack, and I just loved it, and I thought you would too, that maybe the Grand Vizier of Baghdad would come back and run for senator, meaning Rumsfeld. Don't you like that title?
I don't know if Donald Rumsfeld would think that the senator position from the great state of Illinois would be enough for him, because there really aren't any bombs or anything that are involved in that.
Good God. Well, there's that, too. But, I mean, I just love the title, the Grand Vizier of Baghdad. And I had to share that with a few people. I mean, that is so fitting for him. Did you also hear that Willie Nelson said a case of whiskey to Ardmore, Oklahoma? I like that. I thought that was very generous.
Willie Nelson did what? I'm sorry?
Sent a case of whiskey to Ardmore, Oklahoma.
Well, that was nice of him.
Wasn't it, though? And you've got to watch out for those Republicans, because in Congress, when they're passing defense spending, they're also sticking in little sneaky stuff like exempting the people from the
right.
Endangered Species Act and
right.
environmental protection and all kind of stuff, because that interferes with the defense system.
Marge, I don't mean to interrupt, but we're flat out of time with the music. Well, we appreciate you calling tonight. Thanks for being so nice. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. I think the technology's figured out. We'll get a hold of David Sirota. We'll chat with him after top of the hour. Stay here at the Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2002. Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The man accused of driving a tractor trailer full of suspected illegal immigrants was charged today in federal court in Houston. 18 of the riders died from heat-related causes. Tyrone Williams of Schenectady, New York, was charged with transporting and harboring aliens and conspiring to transport and harbor aliens. First Assistant U.S. Attorney Don DeGabriel says this is a very serious crime.
I think this is a very dangerous enterprise. Smuggling of human beings as if they were chattel or cargo, throwing them in the back of a truck because they are so desperate to want to come to this country and willing to take the chance to do so.
DeGabriel adds that two other suspects are being sought, and it's possible that even more suspects could emerge as the investigation continues. Officials in Great Britain have banned all flights to and from Kenya because of terrorism threats. Kenya's Security Minister Chris Murungaru says the ban is an extreme action taken because of possible attacks.
Action like this may make it appear like terrorists are making a morose call. If they can disrupt normal travel, disrupt normal life, then to some extent they have achieved their purpose.
Officials believe that one of the FBI's most wanted al-Qaeda suspects, Fazul Abdullah Mohammed, could be operating in the Somali capital of Mogadishu. The U.S. has updated its travel warning for East Africa. Travelers are being reminded of the alert issued in March, warning of terrorist attacks against Americans.
Smokers, now you can break the nicotine habit safely, effectively, and naturally within 7 days, guaranteed. And now you can quit smoking for good without craving, side effects, irritability, or weight gain with an amazing new product called Smoke Free. Smoke Free consists of three herbal supplements that work together to completely and naturally eliminate your body's cravings for nicotine. Smoke Free replenishes vital nutrients as it counteracts the effects of nicotine without the use of dangerous drugs or patches. Your mood, nervousness, and sleep will improve as your dependence on nicotine is eliminated. In fact, the ingredients in Smoke-Free is so effective, it's listed as an all-natural homeopathic medicine, and surveys boast an amazing 92% success rate. So if you've ever thought about or tried to quit smoking in the past, now you can be smoke-free in 7 days, guaranteed. Call now to try Smoke-Free completely risk-free. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed to work. You have nothing to lose but your life. So call toll-free, 1-800-485-0648. That's 1-800-485-0648.
The parents of a woman gunned down by her husband, Tacoma, Washington Police Chief David Bram, will always remember their daughter as a loving mother. Crystal Bram was shot and killed last month in Gig Harbor. The Brams' two children, ages 8 and 5, are said to have witnessed the shooting. Crystal's mother, Patty Judson, said her daughter's son is mourning her loss. She says the little boy misses her mother so much that he blew her a kiss in heaven. Federal agents have been asked to help local police in a criminal investigation that has been launched into the tragedy and into David Bram's past. The China Center for Adoption Affairs has issued a letter temporarily ceasing foreign adoptions. That means parents won't even get their so-called referral letters, which matches children with their new parents. The letter calls severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS, an epidemic situation and says the Chinese government is hoping to avoid cross-infection that might be caused by a flow of people. The China Center for Adoption Affairs says foreign adopters who have already received permission to travel to China should postpone the trip.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
EVTAC company officials in Minnesota maintain the closing of their ore pit and taconite pellet plant in Eveleth is only temporary. Still, there appears to be few prospects in the near future. Local Steelworkers Union Chief Joe Sterklicker says the facility can be profitable again.
We do have an excellent ore body with a lot of years of life left in it. The mine and plant are both in good shape, and they have maintained the mine so that if someone were to come in, it would be able to start it up in a heartbeat.
By this weekend, 450 people working at EVTAC's operation will get layoff notices. The once flourishing taconite industry in Minnesota's Iron Range is now down to 5 operating facilities. Positive remarks from companies like IBM help push stocks higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 66 points to 87.13. The NASDAQ added 16 points to 15.51. The S&P 500 was up 7 to 9.46. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Liga with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're all dressed up with places to go. You scoot behind the wheel, turn the key, but no go. Now you're just all dressed up. What's to blame? Battery or starter? When I come back, I'll tell you.
Rain-X now has a line of car waxes specially designed to protect your car's finish, not just to make it shiny and look good. Any wax can do that. Rain-X car waxes form a protective polymer seal over your car. The same way Rain-X windshield treatment repels water, Rain-X's new line of car waxes repel rain, road grime, UV rays, even tar. For a tough, protective barrier that does more than just keep your car's finish looking great, check out Rain-X's new line of car wax. Rain-X, protection you can see.
When cars won't start, it's always frustrating. What's the culprit, battery or starter? Here's how to tell. If it's night, turn on your headlights. If they don't come on, of course it's the battery. But if they do, leave them on and try to crank your car. If they dim or go out, the battery's to blame. During daylight, try the same test with your horn. If your lights and horn operate normally when you try to crank your car, guess what? It's the starter. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Rain-X Wax, the ultimate shield.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Live from America's heartland, your humble and obedient servant, the man who says no to the flying monkey right, Mike Malloy.
With special guest host, Ski Anderson.
Ski Anderson from Mike Malloy, 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Thank you for being part of the program. Emails up and running tonight, skiSanderson@yahoo.com. We have a few of those who have been trickling in as we go here, but with all the ghosts in the machine here tonight, I didn't get to them quite right off the bat, and I apologize for that. We'll get to those in just a little bit. Our guest this time around is David Sirota. He's the communications director for Congressman David Obie from the 7th District in Wisconsin. David, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, and thanks for being here from Ski Anderson.
Thanks for having me, Ski.
I apologize for being so tardy with you, as I alluded to. There have been little technical things, and I know it's kind of late in the evening for you to be putting up with all this, but I thank you for being so patient and accommodating us into your schedule.
Oh, my pleasure.
Now, as the communications director for David Obie, he's also the ranking minority member on the Appropriations Committee, correct?
That's right.
Okay. You are a front row view to this train wreck that we call the Bush administration right now. And you send out probably some of the most informative, must-read emails that I get from anybody, anybody, plain and simple. What is it like being so close and seeing all these things come down and knowing the facts behind it and just not being able to get the factual message out there through the mainstream media?
Well, I think it's It's frustrating. It's a daily challenge. I would say that we have had some success in trying to highlight a few things that's wrong with what's going on in our government and our the administration today. I mean, we deal specifically with the budget, and that may seem narrow, it may not seem, but we basically, our committee oversees every single federal program, actually every single action of the federal government in some ways, because everything we do is funded through the Appropriations Committee. And unfortunately, a lot of the worst things that are happening from the Bush administration come directly from the budget process. That is, you've got a problem with health care funding, you've got a problem with education funding, you've got a problem with unemployment benefits funding, we've got a problem with Homeland Security funding. These all come through our committee, and I tell you, it's frustrating when trying to get out this kind of information is like trying to drink from a fire hose. There's so much, and there's only, 24 hours in a day to try to get it out there.
Well, but getting it out there and trying to get it out there, and you do have some successes. A couple weeks ago, if I remember correctly, Joe Konison, in his column, mentioned you and a lot of the information that you sent him. But it's got to be frustrating. I mean, when you send out things that are just so amazing recently, for example, I'm here in Indiana. And the day that Mitch Daniels decided that he was going to resign as director of the budget director, Mitch Daniels decided all of a sudden on the same he just decided he was going to run for governor in Indiana. It also appears that he's one of 30 people who is under investigation for insider trading because he dumped $1.45 million worth of stock just days, weeks, months before the bottom fell out, IPELCO, Indiana Power and Light Company. And you sent some amazing information regarding the underfunding of Homeland Security, the deficit deception. I mean, there's no way in the world that I would elect this guy to come over to my house and balance my checkbook, let alone go on to be governor in the state of Indiana. But nobody, not a single news outlet in the state of Indiana, had any of the information that you provided through the email that is out there that people should know about, especially here in Indiana, because if this guy gets to be governor, look out, you're going to be in big trouble. It just must amaze you that more people aren't paying attention.
Well, I think that there's two or three things going on. I think first and foremost, I think that the Bush administration and the Republicans realize that if they do enough reckless right-wing ideological, if they carry their right-wing ideological out to the fullest extent possible in the quickest time possible, there's simply too many things, bad things going on for them all to be reported. Mm-hmm. I think that's the first thing. I think you can confuse people with simply pushing ahead so quickly and in such an ideological way. I think the second thing that's going on is increasingly you have a media system that is corporatized. It's owned by large multinational conglomerates whose interest really is simply the bottom line. Unfortunately, what's gone on is that this administration is so in the pocket of big business that you've essentially got a media that in many cases is complicit with their agenda. What am I talking about? For instance, in 2 weeks, the FCC is going to decide whether to loosen or maintain current media ownership rules. These rules prevent a television station and a newspaper and a radio station, a major market's television, radio, or newspaper, from being owned by one corporation, because there's the idea that in a democracy you need a diversity of voices. Well, do you think that's being covered by the media? No, because the media has an interest. The people who own the media, the companies that own the media, Rupert Murdoch, the head of Fox News, has an interest in making sure that those rules get further deregulated. So you don't have any coverage on an issue like that.
Oh,
similarly,
no,
I'll give you another example. There's a whole issue sort of going on underneath all these issues about with pension security. There's a certain kind of pension called the cash balance pension, which allows a corporation to simply flick a switch and reduce its own workers' pensions by up to 50%. Well, what network hasn't covered this at all? Many of the networks, because many of the networks are converting to cash balance pensions for their own employees. So you've got, again, you've got a large amount of bad things happening that can't all be covered because there's simply too many bad things happening, and the Republicans know that. And two, you've got a media that is increasingly following or, for purposes of profit, are in congruence with the White House's ideological agenda.
Now, how long has David Obey been in the House of Representatives?
He was elected in 1969.
So he's been around for quite a while. You deal with him every day. What sort of things motivate him to? To be honest, when I went to the website today, www.house.gov/Obey, and I saw the district, it's not one of those areas, you know, with a big metropolitan area where you'd think, okay, that was kind of what would, propel him into this, and he'd be a bit of a little maverick that way because the big city in his district was, you know, or a college or whatever. It's kind of central Wisconsin, northwestern Wisconsin, very large area.
Right.
What is it that Representative Obey, how he bonds with his constituents and they keep sending him back for this? Because normally, you know, you'd say somebody was from Wisconsin, and I guess stereotypically you'd think, he's a righty.
Well,
maybe
I'm
wrong.
I think that you have to understand I think Wisconsin, especially when Obey was elected, had a very serious reformer streak. You had historically their most famous senator was probably Bob LaFollette, who was a progressive member of the Senate. I think that tradition continues to carry on. Obey was elected as sort of a reformer candidate. He was actually elected during the Vietnam War. He was against that war. So he was sort of brought in on a wave of this reform movement. I think that what motivates him on a day-to-day basis is the fact that the system, in many ways, especially in the last decade, has become far more corrupt, far more controlled by big money, and that his constituents sent him back to Washington time and again to try to have the government represent really the common man. I think that if you look at what he does and we look at what similar like-minded Democrats sort of operate on, or the premise they operate under, they see government as a way to protect the little guy from big interests that are not in their interest. The government should be serving the average person. It should not be serving corporate interests, moneyed interests, wealthy campaign donors. Increasingly, it's doing that, and I think what he derives energy from, and the reason why his constituents continue to return him to Congress, is because he is trying to be a force to make government do what's right.
And it can do that. It's had a history of doing that, but the problem is, though, that gets in the way of business, and so we try not to talk about it all that much.
Right. Exactly.
One of the other things that is on the site right now, when they were talking about the gas tax increase, and the story that's up on your site, it says, 7th District Congressman Dave Obey said today that a proposal by the Republican Transportation Committee Chairman Don Young to raise the gas tax at this time is, quote, nuts. It's like, you know what? That's the guy I want representing me. Plain and simple, tell it like it is. It's nuts. You must have a lot of fun. I mean, and I mean that, you know, in the sense that it sounds like just from that quote that you're definitely working for an individual who gets it and understands why he's there to help the people of his district in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, he tells it like it is. And unfortunately, we live in an era now where most politicians don't tell it like it is. They can look you straight in the eye and basically tell you what you want to hear, turn around, go to the floor, and vote the exact opposite way. No one would accuse Dave Obey of not being a straight shooter.
Now, the information that you send out to guys like me and other media types, do you have that available? Is that on a website somewhere so other folks would be able to have access to that too?
Yes. We put up most of the major things that we put out at www.house.gov/appropriations_Democrats.
Okay.
If you click the What's New section, most of our reports are up there.
All right. We'll pass that web address on for those who didn't get a chance to write it down. David Sirota, thanks for joining us tonight. Ski Anderson on the Mike Malloy program on IE America Radio Network.
Quit smoking in 7 days? Now you can with Release HD, the all-natural homeopathic medicine now available without a prescription, designed to break your addiction to nicotine in just 7 days guaranteed. Listen to what internationally recognized Dr. Richard Cohen has to say about Release HD.
The beauty of the homeopathic medicine in the Release HD system is that it deals with the suffering, eases the withdrawal symptoms, and can take away the jitters. I strongly recommend Release HD to anyone who wants to quit smoking.
It's never too late to stop. The Release HD system goes to work immediately, stopping nicotine cravings, irritability, and withdrawals. Release HD is different from gums and patches because it works from the inside out, giving your body the nutrients it needs to break free. You can quit. Do it the easy way with Release HD.
Call Release HD now for your free trial offer. 1-800-519-5717 and quit smoking for good in 7 days guaranteed. Do it today with Release HD. 1-800-519-5717. That's 1-800-519-5717. Call now.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
Even by today's big money standards, $1 million is a lot to pay for a TV ad. But George W. spared no expense in putting together an ad for his upcoming election campaign. Unfortunately, he stuck us taxpayers with the bill. His ad has already run as news on all the networks, and we'll see snippets of it again and again next year when George goes campaigning. But Bush spent more than taxpayer dollars to make this ad for his personal political advancement. He also spent the integrity of the American presidency, using our brave soldiers as his political props, then trying to lie to we the people about his shameful action. The scene was the USS Lincoln, an aircraft carrier that was returning to San Diego from action in Bush's Iraqi war. George's political hack, Karl Rove, thought it would be a PR coup to have Bush greet the troops. But he quickly shifted from greeting troops to manipulating them. He dressed W. up in a military flight suit, put him in a fighter jet, and swooshed him out to the carrier, making a dramatic, made-for-TV tailhook landing. What imagery and irony. Here was America's most famous Vietnam draft dodger, a guy who used his family connections to keep from fighting for his country, now strutting around posing as some top gun. Caught in this crass act of politicizing the war and the troops, the White House did what it's best known for doing. It lied. Bush, they said, had to take the jet because the carrier was too far out at sea to be reached by helicopter. This turns out to be sheer bourgeois. In fact, the carrier was so close to shore that it had to be turned around to keep the TV cameras from catching the San Diego coastline in the background as Bush landed. This is Jim Hightower saying, imagine Eisenhower or Kennedy or even Bush the Elder, all of whom were real war heroes, resorting to such a cheesy political stunt. George W. can dress up like a Top Gun, but he's nothing but a tin horn.
Free Radio, only with Mike Malloy.
With special guest host, Guy Anderson.
Guy Anderson for Mike Malloy, 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. The web address that David Sirota gave right there at the end, with me talking over it and the music and all, was www.house.gov/appropriations_Democrats. So check that out. And again, a lot of the information that he supplies to folks in the media and others who happen to make it on his list is available at that site. And it's a nice little set of bows to have in your quiver, if you will, the next time one of your conservative compatriots decides to tell you how fabulous, what a great job we're doing in funding Homeland Security. I'll give you all kinds of information. Or infrastructure security. Port security. Or if you just like the deficit deception, talking about what and why and how we went from a $127 billion surplus in 2001 to a $287 billion deficit in 2003. And the last date on this sheet is March 8th, 03, so chances are we're even further in the hole right now. But check that out, www.house.gov/appropriations_Democrats. That's how you can get a hold and get that information. The new MikeMalloy.com is new and improved, too. If you haven't been to the site, you need to do that. Get signed up so you can post messages on the message boards. And Mike and his crew who redid the site did a fabulous job. I was there earlier in the week and sent some stuff off and posted under my alias, and life was good. And I was like, yay, wow, all right. And then all of a sudden, brand new, boom, overnight. Whee! State-of-the-art stuff at MikeMalloy.com. So check that out. Mike, the usual host of this program. He's out tonight. I'm Ski Anderson filling in. Pile two of my stuff. You got to be ready for this. And I think I'm getting there, getting the hang of this all of a sudden. I'm fitting in. I'm feeling comfortable. It's really pretty scary. All right, this comes from commondreams.org. And remember, you can chime in anytime, 312, there I go, almost gave you the Chicago phone number, 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. This is from commondreams.org, written by Andrew Rice. Andrew Rice is a board member of the September 11th Families for Peaceful Tomorrows, and the opinions in this letter are his own and not those of the organization. Just get that disclaimer out of the way right off the beginning, because I don't want anybody thinking, you know, that we're putting words in someone's mouth or whatever. It looks like another crime against humanity has been perpetrated by the political extremists who killed my brother David on September 11th, 2001. What makes these brutal and unjustifiable murders even more tragic is that those in power, who have the ability to go to great lengths to prevent such attacks, refuse to do so because of their own obsession with war and violence as a solution. As a hopeless and sad attempt to prevent terrorism, they would rather initiate and threaten wars of aggression against regimes with no known partnership with al-Qaeda, those being Iraq, Syria, and Iran, while refusing to reform our relations with our allies that clearly breed al-Qaeda terrorists by the hundreds. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, Yemen, Qatar. In response to the tragedy in Riyadh, Dick Cheney had the following to say about terrorism. The only way to deal with this threat ultimately is to destroy it. Anyone who's been even partially conscious over the last 20 months knows that when Bush, Rumsfeld, or Cheney talk about destroying terrorism, they mean by using smart bombs and American soldiers and not the taboo project of actually making America a less hated government in the Middle East and therefore making bin Laden's recruiting campaigns much harder to pull off. We'll continue with Andrew Rice's letter from commondreams.org. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Ski Anderson for Mike Malloy.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
Aggressive microbes have taken on mighty oaks along parts of the West Coast, and the microbes have proven to be killers. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. In the mid-1990s, large numbers of oak trees started to die in parts of California. Researchers looked for an explanation and discovered a previously unknown pathogen. Today, 13 counties in California and Oregon are under a quarantine to prevent the spread of this foreign microbe. Carrie Britton is a plant pathologist with the U.S. Forest Service. She says the culprit is known as Phytophthora ramorum. No one knows exactly how it was carried to the West Coast, but serious measures are now in place to keep it from spreading. Britton says 157,000 acres in California are affected, and no one is allowed to take firewood from the area. In Oregon, 9 square miles of forest are under quarantine where the microbe has been found. Britton says 52 acres of that forest were clear-cut and burned as a preventive measure.
The strategy is to contain the infection where it exists, eradicate it if it's a small enough area that that's practical, and to survey around the edges of where we know it is, hoping to catch new infections before they get going.
Britton says the microbe creates cankers on the bark of a tree when it attacks. The cankers disrupt the flow of sugars and nutrients through connective tissue in the wood, and the tree starves to death. Britton says these infestations are hard to detect in the early stages, but once the symptoms appear, the tree can die within just a few months. Britton says this is not just a problem for California and Oregon. She says the microbe could spread and affect oak trees and other plants across North America. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program and the Gaylord Nelson Institute at the University of Wisconsin.
At Animal Talk, we think deep thoughts. We think about things that most people don't think about, such as, do dogfish chase catfish? Do jellyfish taste good with peanut butter? These are things that bother us. Why is it that Donald Duck doesn't wear any pants, but when he comes out of the shower, he wraps a towel around his waist?
Dude, you need a hobby.
Oh.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Now, in pursuit of truth, justice, and a decent cup of coffee, more of Mike Malloy.
With special guest host, Ski Anderson.
Ski for Mike. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Andrew Rice again writing the letter, Some Questions for Dick Cheney is the title. Andrew again is a member of the September 11th Families for Peaceful Tomorrows. These are his personal views. Not those of the organization. Even a quick glance at the history of terrorist conflicts in other regions of the world confirms that using bombs and guns to end terrorism does not actually work, while the massacre of civilians that is endemic to war emboldens the terrorist resolve to fight back, therefore making worse the problem you're hoping to rectify. Andrew Rice's brother David died in the September 11th, 2001 tragedies. So I have some questions for our vice president concerning his idea of destroying terrorism. One, please explain, and please use logic, not the idealism of Leo Strauss, how our military is going to destroy terrorism. I know the Brits' military capacity over the last two decades nowhere approached our current capabilities, but how do we expect to succeed where they failed? Seems to me that maybe they began to make progress with the IRA after we forced them to negotiate with Sinn Féin. But what do I know? And the Israelis, they even have a lot of our military toys, and they just can't seem to destroy Hamas. From what I remember, the most peaceful period between the Palestinians and the Israelis over the last 15 years was after we forced both sides to make concessions at Oslo. And we did not even have to use one of our cruise missiles to accomplish that either. I know that your neocon buddies are confident that by flaunting our unmatched military force in Iraq, we will deter the bad guys from killing us. I wonder if maybe the suicide bombers in Riyadh weren't scared of us. Or did they just not get the full brunt of how scary our military is because Al Jazeera provided such impartial coverage of the war? Did the Clinton administration just get lucky after Oklahoma City in 1995? I mean, they wimped out and did not flex our military muscles. If they were to have applied the Bush doctrine of preemption, they should have made craters out of those militia-saturated regions of Idaho, Montana, and Michigan, where future McVeighs could have been planning the next OKC bombing. Clinton must have just gotten lucky. Two, most criminals have motives behind their crimes. How do you square your and President Bush's long-held claims that Al-Qaeda are a bunch of freedom haters with the reality that they just attacked people on Saudi soil, a nation that is no friend of freedom? I know that being attacked because of our democratic principles is a lot more psychologically comforting than being attacked because of our foreign policy. But maybe it's time that we actually start paying attention to what Al-Qaeda ideology says about why they are attacking us. I know you guys argued for months that invading Iraq would make us safer, but Osama bin Laden and his cronies have made it pretty clear that they have had loads of success recruiting angry, young Arab men by pointing to our aggression in the Arab world as proof that we are dead set on destroying Islam and controlling Arab oil wealth. I know that I'm not an elected official, and that after 9/11 to criticize you or any other Bush official is akin to treason, but I still want to know why your policies are so rigidly fixed on doing things that feed into the anti-Americanism that fuels terrorism rather than the policies which can effectively deflate such hatred. Sure is a lot to ask of people when on the one hand you make a bunch of 19-year-old Marines go fight a war that increases terrorist anger, and then on the other hand ask EMS workers in New York City to get ready for an unimaginably horrific attack that could be just around the corner. I guess if Ashcroft rounds up enough Muslims, then we're bound to at least stop one attack. Yet it would maybe be better to keep the Bill of Rights intact and confront the messy geopolitical issues that give grounding for terrorist grievances than ignore it all and just flex our muscles, drop bombs, and endure bloody terrorist attacks for the next 20 years, if we're lucky. But what do I know? Andrew Rice continues. Meanwhile, we have victim after victim, an American soldier here, an Iraqi civilian there, now foreign nationals working in Saudi Arabia. I know all well what the families of those victims are going through. and I wish I didn't. I wish I could go back to the good old days of denial, where watching war on television was like watching the Olympics. But I've been unable to sanitize it all after losing my own loved one to violence. My family is one of thousands who are paying the price for all the obsession with violence on both sides of this conflict. How much more bloodshed do we have to endure before we start pursuing real solutions to terrorism? How come U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Christina Rocha can go to Sri Lanka this week to urge the terrorist group LTTE to stay in the peace process with the Sri Lankan government, but such negotiations with Al-Qaeda would be, quote, rewarding terrorism? Are some forms of terrorism more evil than others? Aren't the Sri Lankans letting the evildoers win? Or maybe after 19 years of bloodshed, both the Sri Lankan government and the terrorists are on to something that we are not. Violence will never achieve either side their objective. What's more important? Defiance that brings more violence, or courageous and difficult humility which brings ceasefires and maybe even peace. But what do the Sri Lankans know? I guess if they had a Moab like us, they wouldn't have to negotiate either. It's Andrew Rice from CommonDreams.org. Again, I'll make sure I give you the websites that some of this stuff comes from, because Mike always posts it on the webpage at MikeMalloy.com, but they won't be there tonight because I'm just filling in and I don't have access to that. So the title of that was Some Questions for Dick Cheney. I thought it was quite moving that an individual with such personal loss, 9/11, was still able to see through what's going on and able to put it so eloquently there for you and I and everyone else to read and see and to take in. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. I'm Ski Anderson in for Mike Malloy tonight. If you're a regular fan of Mike Malloy's, please chime in, be part of the program here. Don't wait. There's all sorts of things going on, as alluded to by an earlier caller. It looks like Saxby Chambliss put his tongue into a vice grip already, and he's got himself and Bill Frist in a world of hurt. They were caught talking about passing out ambassadorships because, well, they gave us a lot of money. So that's one little thing that's been going on in the world. Also, if you are a fan of Mike's on a regular basis, if you've listened for a good long time from his Chicago days or before and after, here is definitely something that you're going to hear more about in the coming days. It's finally making its way. This is from the Christian Science Monitor today. And it's something that that actually Mike turned me on to, that I was unaware of it until I heard him talk about it on the program, and I've done a fair amount of reading and been lucky enough to interview enough people on various radio programs to get a decent idea of what this is about. And it's two little letters, and it's probably going to be the most lasting impact of Gulf War II. But nobody's going to know anything about it for years to come. Nobody will care about it. And you sure as heck aren't going to hear about it anytime soon, anywhere else than here on the Mike Malloy program. And I'm sure when Mike gets back, I'm sure he's already seen this as well, and I'm sure he'll share it with you. A roadside produce stand on the outskirts of Baghdad has all the fruit, all the vegetables and everything that a produce stand would have. Just paces away is a burnt-out Iraqi tank, destroyed and contaminated with depleted uranium. Children play there throughout the day on the tank. The cars and the vehicles and the people who are in that area kick up the dust. The dust lands on the fruit. The dust, of course, creates or has the depleted uranium in it. It says here that one of the reporters is walking around with a Geiger counter carried by the reporter, and it starts singing when it nears a depleted uranium bullet fragment no bigger than a pencil eraser. It registers nearly 1,000 times normal background radiation levels on the digital readout. And these people are digging in the soil, eating food from the soil, playing in it, probably bathing in it, washing their clothes in it, letting the depleted uranium be part of their bodies. And much like happened after Gulf War I, there will be problems, there will be situations, but we won't be able to blame anybody for it because, well, we just can't figure out what it is. We don't know. Huh, who knew? Can't be depleted uranium, no. Depleted uranium is good. Helps us shoot right through all those little evil buggers and those rickshaws and those little mule-driven bamboo trailer thingies that they have. How are we supposed to find weapons of mass destruction if we can't use our depleted uranium? We'll get more on this in just a second. James is with us from East Texas. James, welcome to the Mike Malloy program at 1-800-825-5937 on the IE America Radio Network.
How are you doing tonight?
Life is very good, James. Thank you for your call.
I was listening to you read that article earlier, and it just seems so clear to me and us and all the people who seem to understand that getting along with one another is in our own self-interest. It seems to me like that the next great science is going to be the science of conflict resolution and enlightenment of everybody's self-interest so that we do the things that we need to be able to progress for everyone. And it seems also to me that somebody who's well cared for in a situation where there's peace would be more profitable than going over there and destroying everything, I guess, unless you're in the construction business, maybe.
Well, there you go.
You've
just answered your own question. If everybody's getting along and there's no conflict and your business pretty much depends on multi-billion-dollar no-bid government contracts passed out in the dark of night, based on your contacts with a former member of your company that just happens to be vice president right now, but we're not going to say anything about that. You know, if we're all getting along over there in Iraq and we're getting oil at a fair price and we've got, you know, people going to the Iraq Disneyland or whatever, those guys, they're not going to make a whole lot of money building this stuff. As much as you would like to think, and we hear all these people in the administration say, well, we're here for peace, we're fighting for peace. It's a perpetual war for peace because it's a nice little mantra to have. It's a nice little thing to say that you're shooting for. But in the meantime, you're going to clear up on all this other stuff. And then they've already done such a fine job anyway of going after people who are really connected with themselves and know about how to resolve conflicts. I mean, look how they always cast people, you know, like I can't think of the first example that comes to mind would be Oprah or you know, one of these people, you know, Shirley MacLaine or the Hollywood types who are really in tune to themselves and their beings and the world around them. But they all get casted as these warm, fuzzy, touchy-feely liberals who don't know anything. You don't need to bring emotion into any of this, James, because this is all logic. When you start thinking emotionally, you forget all logic. And who wants to base their decisions on emotion?
Well, that's true. But the most logical thing to do, which they haven't, they're so short-sighted. What going over there and blowing everything up so you can rebuild it and do it your way is such a very, very short-sighted view of the world. If you took good care of everybody and made them so that they would be more productive than you as the capitalist, would have a more profitable organization because you would have happy people cranking out your widgets to sell to all the other happy people, and you could still be in charge of it all. Hey, I learned something today. I didn't realize that Brown and Root did all the cooking and all of the behind-the-scenes stuff for our armed forces. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, Brown and Root was the winner of several contracts for the last number of years, even before they were part of Halliburton. I mean, they kind of merged in with Halliburton, if my history serves me correctly. So they have a history of being all over the place. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, Brown and Root has a number of contracts in Bosnia and Herzegovina and those places as well.
Somalia, I heard that they were in Mogadishu. I was listening to a program called Worldview. I believe that comes out of Chicago, and they were talking about it and saying that, yeah, when the going got real tough down there, some of them even... One of the problems with it is that if you're working for Brown and Root in one of these conflict situations and you don't like what's going on, you can walk off the job. Whereas if you're in the military and you don't like it, obviously you can't walk off the job without getting into some serious problems. But that they've been going back and doing that for a long, long time. And this is the first I had ever heard about it. And I think there's probably a lot of other people in my boat that don't realize that the evildoers that are in charge of this government are just slopping in the pig trough in more ways than we can probably even imagine.
Well, you're absolutely right, James, and thank you for your call tonight.
Thank you very much. Have a great night.
You do the same. Thank you for listening. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. It's the Mike Malloy Show. The evildoers feeding at the trough. There are just a number of things that have transpired when we talk about evildoers and the trough. I'm trying to find, I want to make sure I get this right, because it's one of the things that I found earlier tonight that you just shake your head and you go, oh my gosh, this cannot be. Tell me it's not true. But I will find this little piece of information that involves James Baker and his law firm. You're not going to believe what they're into and who they're into it for. Ski Anderson from Mike Malloy, 1-800-825-5937.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
Place to be for entertaining weekend programming is IE America Radio Network. The Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The home improvement experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Grayline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Rambling with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumble will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at ieamericaradio.com.
Do you dig your dog, but your dog digs your rose bushes?
Does Hole in the Head have your Oscar?
Is your cat doing a Tarzan swing from your drapes?
Is your python pooped?
Do you hate your folks because they spent your college tuition on a European vacation?
Jamie, what does that have to do with animals?
I don't know. I kind of ran out of stuff.
Now, come on.
There.
This is a commercial for a major radio network. We can do better.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
Get things in my mind, and I say, let's try this. And
here's Nancy in the background.
Nancy.
Oh,
Nancy.
Am I on the air?
Oh. Hello.
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 Sorry.
You're sorry you're on the air?
I'm glad I didn't say something I really shouldn't have said.
Really?
You should have heard what she was telling me a minute ago.
Wow.
Bite me, doughboy. On the IE America Radio Network.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
With special guest host, Ski Anderson.
Ski Anderson, 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Thanks for being with us on the Mike Malloy program tonight. Again, Mike, we'll be back on Monday. I'll be here for the rest of the night for the program. Ski S. Anderson at yahoo.com. If you'd like to shoot off an email, feel free to do that tonight. I'll try to get some of those here in here in just a little bit. Now, the printer that I have for the studio is at the opposite end of the building. So the article to which I referred to just a moment ago is out of my grasp at the moment. Who is going to be... Well, you know, I'm not even going to do... I want to make sure I read it correctly. I want to make sure I get all the details right here, because when I read this, you're going to shake your head and you're going to go, no, it can't be. It can't be. No. You will just shake your head. You will shake your head in shock and awe. And we will do our best to get down to that printer without falling and giving myself a heart attack like I almost just did a second ago. It's silly that way. Going back to what we were talking about before we spoke with James at 1-800-825-5937, and again, something that you'll hear more about, I'm sure, from Mike and others in the progressive media, anyway, but definitely not in the mainstream media. Because when you mention depleted uranium, no one really, their eyes just glaze over. Oh, yeah, what's that? Who cares? Yes, the people in Vieques in Puerto Rico about depleted uranium, they'll have something to tell you. I was receiving email just a couple weeks ago regarding that situation where one of those emails, you know, that starts on the Internet because... You'll never believe what Bill Clinton did this time. Puerto Rico, now all of a sudden they were complaining about we were using their island for bombing, and now they're all upset that we're going to pull out of there, and we're not going to be able to give them money. And I had to write the person that sent me and said, not the fact that we dropped 30 years of depleted uranium on them and they all sick and have cancer. Yeah, let's start bombing in your backyard. See how much fun that is. 1-800-TALK-YES. 1-800-825-5937. Keep going.
listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2002.
What do you think I like about commuting with nature as much as I do, being on the tractor as much time as I do, or spending time with the animals?
Spitting diesel into the ozone layer? You're at one with nature.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. Yesterday, the Contra Costa California County Coroner said it would be several days before the autopsies on the bodies of Lacey Peterson and her unborn child would be completed. But early this morning, the coroner reported the autopsies have been completed more quickly than expected. However, the results of those autopsies will not be released until at least May 27th, the date of the next court hearing in the case against Lacey's husband, Scott Peterson. He's charged with killing Lacey and their unborn son. Israeli Foreign Minister Sylvan Shalom today urged Britain to rein in extremists he said were trying to incite action against Israel. He told reporters in London that there has been more incitement from extremist organizations against the Jewish community in London and in Israel. He blamed an attack last month in Israel by a British suicide bomber on extreme activity in England. He said the attack, which killed 3 people and wounded 55, showed that suicide bombers were not motivated by the Palestinian land conflict. He added people are coming to commit suicide because of incitement. White House spokesman Scott McClellan says Saudi Arabia is cooperating in the global war on terrorism.
I think Saudi Arabia officials, high-level officials, have acknowledged and recognized that terrorism has hit their soil.
The Saudis have been facing increasing scrutiny about their commitment to the war against terrorism after this week's suicide bombings that killed several Americans in Riyadh. McClellan says the only way to stamp out terrorism is to go after the killers where they are, find them, and bring them to justice. He said that is being done with the aid of friends and allies all over the world.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, or try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
United Airlines says it will restore 162 flights next month. The flights include increased service to many domestic, European, and Pacific destinations that were reduced because of the drop in demand during the Iraq War. United's Marty St. George says the airline has been encouraged by an upturn in bookings. A minister who oversees 27 churches in the Pacific Northwest and Canada is on administrative leave after the FBI says he tried to have sex with a 13-year-old girl. Thomas James was arrested by the FBI in Portland, Oregon, after crossing state lines to meet with a federal agent who was posing as a teenager. Sandy Nicholas, a member of the congregation where James preaches, says the allegations are hard to believe.
I'm hoping it's wrong, but if it's not, I just have to deal with it and take it one step at a time.
Federal agents say James was in an internet chat room and made arrangements to meet the girl. He faces up to 15 years in jail and a fine of $250,000.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engine.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
The city's police union has released evidence they say proves Police Commissioner Ray Kelly is lying when he says there are no quotas for traffic tickets. Glenn Shuck reports.
Producing several internal documents that he says proves the NYPD is pressuring cops to write traffic tickets, TBA President Pat Lynch says quotas exist and they must stop now.
We understand it's difficult financial times in the city of New York, but they should not be using the police department as a revenue-generating agency.
So PBA commercials hit the airwaves next week, asking New Yorkers who get tickets to get the real story.
Just remember, direct that anger where it belongs, at City Hall. And please, don't blame the cop.
Glenn Shuck, New York.
On Wall Street, stocks ended the day higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 66 points to 87.13. The NASDAQ was up 16 to 15.51. And the S&P 500 moved up 7 points to 9.46. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Yesterday, in Brakes 101, master cylinders, calipers, and pads were demystified. You learned they are a lot like hearts, muscles, and skin, all designed to stop cars and save lives. When I come back, it's Brakes 102.
Doug is frugal.
Well, money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
The problem is, Doug is about to buy a used car.
Yep, and I'm gonna get ripped off!
And Doug doesn't know about Carfax, which lets you check a used car's history to see if it's been in an accident, has accurate mileage, stuff like that. So you know your money's well spent.
So I might save thousands?
Exactly, Doug. Just go to CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report.
Hey, how about we go halvesies on the car?
How about nunsies?
How about sumsies?
No. Carfax, the truth about used cars.
Welcome to Brakes 102 at Car Clinic College. Today's lesson, analog braking systems, or ABS. Ever press the brake and nothing? You just pumped and hoped for the best? Hope no more. The best is here. Computer-controlled ABS. This system monitors the speed of individual wheels and applies precise braking power to each. And if any brake starts to lock or slows at a different rate than the others, that specific brake is automatically pumped or pulsed to prevent lockup. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Live from America's heartland, your humble and obedient servant, the man who says no to the flying monkey right, Mike Malloy.
With special guest host, Ski Anderson.
Time is flying tonight. I've got more paper in the studio with more things to discuss than I have time for. We've only got an hour in here. 1-800-825-5937, 1-800-825-5937. Talk, yes. Be part of the Mike Malloy program. I'm Ski Anderson filling in. Remember, Mike's website, it's new, it's improved, and if you haven't been there recently, you really should. MikeMalloy.com. Check that out. They've gone to great lengths to do that. A lot of the articles and things that we're discussing here tonight aren't going to be able to make it onto the site because I don't have access to put them on like Mike does every day. But hang in there. If you do the little search-a-rama, goes out. These are coming to you from very obvious places. There's, no real hiders anywhere. I mean, you'll be able to find it all. Just check it out. We'll source things as we go here throughout the evening, so you'll be able to do that. On a more lighthearted note, we just figured we'd start this hour off with something fun and frivolous, just for a little bit. Just to be different, you know what I mean? Yeah, right. Englewood, Colorado. Maybe you saw this one. Members of a Colorado fitness club say they were shocked to see the body of a 55-year-old heart attack victim lying near an exercise area while they worked out. Ronald Roberts, a teacher and assistant football coach at Ponderosa High School, died during a workout at a 24-hour fitness center. Paramedics arrived just after Roberts died. His body was left for 2 hours. Authorities say the body was covered and the area restricted, but club members say it was within their view during their workouts. Why exactly would that happen? If you bit the dust, if you passed on right there in the middle of your cardio glide or your leg pumps or whatever it is that you were doing, why would they leave you there for 2 hours? And if you were one of those folks who was complaining, why did you not just get out of there? It's not that they were creeped out that the man was dead and they felt sorry for him, but he died and it affected my workout. How am I supposed to work out when there's a dead guy in the room? I can't get fit and slim and trim when some guy's dead in the corner to remind me of my mortality. No matter how healthy I may become, it could all come to a screeching halt right then and there. That's all it's going to take. I just thought it was kind of ironic, too, that he was a assistant football coach at Ponderosa High School. Now, Ponderosa, I get the image, no, not of the TV show. I'm thinking of the all-you-can-eat buffet. Thinking, maybe that tells us something. But then I think, how many assistant football coaches do you know who are big, fat tubs of goo, even in high school? The assistant football coaches in high school are the guys who want to go on and be coaches, right? They're probably the younger teachers on the staff who've just gotten out of college, maybe, or are ready to make an impression, wanting to make their mark so maybe someday they can be a head coach. Dead. 55 years old, though, so probably not just out of college. Unless he's a late bloomer, you never know. It could happen. I mean, when did W finally wake up and realize that he needed to get on with his life? He wasn't quite 55, though, was he? Okay. But he died. And I was trying to work out. I was on the Stairmaster, and I was, like, doing my stuff. And I, like, looked over, and there's this guy, like, hunched over in the corner on this machine. And he's, like, dead. And I'm just thinking, this is, like, not helping me achieve my inner being. How am I supposed to work out and be in a positive attitude and be able to go out and get some tofu with my friends when I have to tell them about this guy that died? Oh, well. I guess dead guys at a health club or who's going to win American Idol or whatever is more important than depleted uranium. This in earlier tonight, the Senate has backed the temporary dividend tax cut measure. Maybe you missed it. They've decided, I guess, that they're going to go through with it. They made it fall within the $350 billion price range that Charles Grassley said was all he would support. In a vote 51-50, with Vice President Dick Cheney casting a tie-breaking vote, Senate agreed to amend the tax bill to provide for a temporary elimination of dividend taxes. But look how they do this. These guys are so disingenuous. These guys are angry. There's nothing they can do but make you angry at how they pull this off. The measure eliminates taxes on all dividends in two steps. In 2003, 50% of the dividend earnings would be tax-free, then 100% in 2004 and 2005. In an effort to keep the provision's costs in line with the $350 billion total set by the Senate, the cut would expire in 2007, when dividends would again be taxed at normal income rates. What's that called? It's called sunsetting. Now, fans of the Ski and Skinner program, to which I'm a part of, Sundays in Chicago, WLS, know that we talked about that this past weekend. And what is it about sunsetting that is so disingenuous? Is the idea that you're going to put a tax cut through. And all of a sudden, when it comes time for it to expire, people will just stand back and go, well, look, wow, what do you know, honey? In 3 minutes, the tax cut that has been happening for the last 3 years is not going to happen anymore, and we'll be paying the full price now. Don't you feel better that we had this time in the sun, and now it's time to pay our fair share again and move on? No, that's not going to happen. Every muttonhead, redneck geek trying to say, I'm for the working people. That's why I give the tax breaks to the top 1% who make over $1 million a year and going to clean up on this thing while people in my district walk home with $217 next year. What a brilliant idea that is. So in order to make this dividend thing work, we're going to get 50% 2003. And then 100% will be tax-free in 2004, 2005, 2006. But after 2006, you know, hey, it's we're going to go back to where we are now. And, yeah, that's how we make it work. How amazingly disingenuous. How amazingly deceitful. What a... it just kills me. This story from Reuters quotes Senator Don Nichols of Oklahoma, who is, I don't know, in my humble opinion, one of the dimmest bulbs ever to be elected from either party. Don Nichols said, that, quote, this is a more robust dividend measure than had been in the package. This will have a significant impact, a positive impact on the stock market. Hey, Don? I thought you were. This was a jobs package that was going to put money in people's pockets and was going to jumpstart an economy, right? This was the kind of thing that we need to put in place so we can get some of those 2 million jobs that have just kind of gotten up, walked away, and gone since 2000, 2001, when W kind of took over. Saving somebody 50% on their dividends this year, is that going to create any jobs? Is that going to cause this mad influx of hiring all over the country? Is this going to create demand, which would then, of course, make businesses need more people and machines to create more products that all the people want? No, he's quite obvious in what this is for. Well, this is going to be a more robust package. It'll have a significant impact, a positive impact on the stock market. Who are all those people? It's not you. It's not me. It's not Joe working class. Remember? Because even when the stock market was up about 10, 11,000 and everybody was riding high and life was good, yours truly here. Still at the bottom of the middle income spectrum. Hello? And I don't really know what the stats and statistics are, but I would bet I'm probably not even in the middle income anymore. And I'm not talking about I'm one of the top 1%, okay? Or the top 10%. But the stock market will do real well, yeah. Oh, Nelly. Stock market, yay, stock market. All those people who own, what, hundreds of thousands of dollars in stock because they get them as partial bonuses and compensation plans and whatever, all their income will go sky high through the roof. Good for the stock market. Yay, get it back up there. This is a re-election ploy by Karl Rove. If we get the stock market back up to 10,000, we'll be fine. Whether it actually creates jobs, gets people off unemployment, doesn't matter. As long as we can say the stock market's back up to where it was when George came in, that's fine. People will just blame the unemployed because they're too lazy to go find jobs. By the time the election comes around, they will be too lazy to go find jobs because they will have been unemployed for so long they will have forgotten how to work. Republican backers are trying to fit Bush's original $726 billion 10-year tax cut into a $350 billion total approved by the Senate. Just amazing. Just amazing. What are these guys thinking? I was told by a family member the other day, my father-in-law was talking with my wife on the phone and said, well, you know, Ski, his whole opinion on all this tax cut stuff will change, you know. As soon as he starts making some money, as soon as he starts, you know, making a couple hundred thousand dollars a year, his whole idea is going to change on this. I thought to myself, a couple hundred thousand dollars? What is it, 80, 85% of the American public makes less than $75,000 a year? So as soon as I strive, as soon as I make it above those 85% somehow, and I manage to make it to that mystical land of the top 15%, somehow I will have an epiphany that it's okay. But until then, I'm sorry. I am firmly ensconced with the unwashed masses and angered beyond belief at their hubris in the Senate and beyond. Ski Anderson from Mike Malloy, 1-800-825-5937.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
What magazine was the late Senator Paul Wellstone talking about when he said, at a time of growing media concentration, this magazine is an invaluable source of news and information that corporate media would too often prefer to ignore? He was talking about In These Times, a bi-weekly magazine of news, politics, and culture. In These Times has won more Project Censored awards than any other magazine. For 27 years, In These Times has provided groundbreaking coverage of the labor movement, feminism, grassroots politics, and minority communities. If getting a perspective other than what's in the mainstream media is important to you, In These Times is essential reading. In the words of best-selling author Barbara Ehrenreich, to people who say they're sick and tired of the corporate-dominated and celebrity-fixated news media, I say, stop whining and subscribe to In These Times. Do it now and find out what you're missing. Look for In These Times in bookstores near you or visit them on the web at www.inthesetimes.com. That's www.inthesetimes.com.
If you're looking for the latest in cutting-edge technology and the products that everyone is talking about, tune into tomorrow right here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the highly interactive radio program with experts featuring the latest in consumer electronics, technology, computers, and the Internet. We cover all things cool, like digital photography and video, home theater and audio, home automation, gadgets and gizmos, the technology of making music, computer peripherals, HDTV, DVD, MP3s, car audio, navigation and security, and lots more. If it draws current, we talk about it. Let us bring you into tomorrow. Check out our website anytime at graveline.com and join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, here on the IE America Radio Network.
Greetings, everybody. This is Ramsey Pollard, Jr., the host of IE America's Sunday afternoon travel show, Ramblin' with Ramsey, on air 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Almost every Sunday, I travel to some location to offer you the opportunity of not only receiving wonderful printed material about the location, but to win a prize, maybe a couple of nights in a hotel or a resort or T-shirts or fudge. Oh, yes, there's always a lot of fudge. Come on, tune us in on your radio or go to ieamericaradio.com. I'll be there.
Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES. Free Radio, only with Mike Malloy.
With special guest host, Ski Anderson.
We're at 1-800-825-5937. 1-800-TALK-YES. Feel free to get in and be part of the program at any time tonight. I know it's always difficult. It's strange when you tune in and it's like, that's not the guy I know. Mike's out tonight and there'll be a rebroadcast tomorrow night, but Mike will be back on Monday with all sorts of information and everything. So, come on. Don't be afraid. Don't be bashful. I promise I won't bite. Maybe nibble a little bit, but I won't bite. You don't want that, do you?
No.
The new policy to shoot looters, I made the mistake of refreshing my browser to get the latest thing. I saw the headline that said that Donald Rumsfeld claims now that he never gave the order to shoot the looters. And then as soon as I refreshed my browser, of course, that story went away from the website that I was on, and now I can't find it. I'm thinking to myself, vast right-wing media conspiracy? Somebody somewhere is listening, and they're paying attention. And, oh, we can't have that on the websites. People might be talking about them. They probably still think, you know, Malloy's here. It's like, no, we can't do that. Don't put that story up till after midnight, till after that Malloy guy is gone. Luckily for them, though, I'm here tonight. And had I just clicked on it, I probably would be able to bring that to you now. But no, I had to see if there was an updated version of the story. And there it goes. Now they've moved it. Those evil, nasty men. But I just thought it was interesting, too, this story that yesterday, the new policy in Iraq to authorize GIs to shoot looters. This is from the New York Times. Military forces in Iraq will have the authority to shoot looters on site under a tough new security setup that will include hiring more police officers, banning ranking members of the Ba'ath Party from public service, the American official said. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, there are probably nobody... There are no civilians. There are no people in Iraq who served in any sort of administrative position within the government that weren't Ba'ath Party members. You kind of had to be a Ba'ath Party person to be anywhere since it was the only party. It was kind of like being a communist. It's kind of like what being a Republican is like right now. You have to be a member of the Republican Party if you want to get anywhere, because Carl and George W. and everybody, they're just going to beat you up and you're not going to get anywhere. So you almost have to, you know, oh, yeah, I'm one of them. Sure, help, yeah, no problem. And now all of a sudden you tell me that we're not going to let any of those people be in charge? That's good. The far more muscular approach to bringing the order to post-war Iraq was described by the new American administrator, L. Paul Bremer, at a meeting of senior staff members. He said yesterday that he's expected to meet with the leaders of the Iraqi political groups who are seeking to form an interim government by the end of the month, and he made it very clear that he's now in charge, said an official who attended the meeting. I think you're going to see a change in the rules of engagement within a few days to get the situation under control. Which is code for, this guy's going to come in with guns a-blazing, and if you don't like it, he's going to shoot you. And besides, all the really good stuff was looted already. And these guys are just going after the stupid stuff that's still left, and that's just not acceptable. Okay? If you were one of the guys who managed to loot the archives and get the history of civilization, that's fine. Put it in a bag, take it back to the States. Good luck. if you were lucky enough to loot one of the 7 or 8 nuclear sites that Saddam had throughout the country that we were just too stupid to secure during our little endeavors, our little soiree into the Gulf, too. If you were lucky enough to run away with some of the nuclear material, depleted uranium, whatever, that's okay. But now, if you're in taking Snicker bars and Ho-Hos from the makeshift 7-Eleven we got set up, damn it, we're going to put a bullet in your back. Don't take our Ho-Hos. 1-800-825-5937. 1-800-TALK-YES. Ski Anderson for Mike Malloy.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cooling gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm Laura Miller.
18 people are dead from heat stroke after being locked inside a semi-tractor trailer near Victoria, Texas. The trailer, discovered at a truck stop early Wednesday morning, contained more than 4 dozen people, believed to be migrant workers from Mexico without immigration visas. It's not clear how long the trailer had been abandoned, but the truck's driver has been located and arrested.
A healthcare union in Albuquerque, New Mexico, has a new office this month after its previous landlord evicted the organization because of its anti-war views. After Local 1199 of the National Union of Hospital and Healthcare Employees organized an anti-war march through the streets of Albuquerque in March, the building's landlord filed a complaint against the union, ultimately evicting the organization for creating a public nuisance and disturbing the peace.
South Korean troops are mobilizing to break blockades created by striking truckers at the country's 2 largest ports. The truckers began the strike nearly a week ago for better wages and more on-the-job rights, but the government says it won't negotiate with the strikers until they return to work. The country's electronics and auto manufacturers are just about out of supplies, and exports are backing up, costing the national economy an estimated $180 million a day. Military transports will be used to move cargo around and through the blockades, and plans are in the works to ship more cargo by rail, although the Korean Freight Rail Workers Union says it may fight the government's strike-breaking efforts.
Pilots at Delta have given the thumbs down to their airline's call for massive wage concessions. Like most airlines, Delta has been bleeding revenue in recent years, but the Delta Airlines Pilots Association says the call to cancel pay raises and slash hourly wages by 22% goes too far. Since September of 2001, Delta's laid off 18% of its workforce.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The Peter Werby Show is now airing at a new time. Hi, it's Julene Jordan. The IE America Radio Network has added many exciting new shows to the lineup, and in doing so, the Peter Werby Show has a new time slot. It's weekdays, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we share with you progressive views about peace and social justice that you won't find in the corporate and conservative media. Join us 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the IE America Radio Network. For more information, go to www.ieamericaradio.com.
Tia Carrera is on the front in Playboy. I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably. A few more years on them.
Well,
a few more years on them.
No, I'm talking about now.
Like the tread on a tire.
Yeah, never mind. I can't make it better.
What I think, you couldn't possibly be any dumber. You go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's Mike Malloy.
With special guest host, Ski Anderson.
one 800
Talk Yes. 1-800-825-5937 is the phone number for the Mike Malloy program. Ski Anderson in. Part of the Ski and Skinner program. You hear Nancy in the morning with Doug Steffen and then on her own little program on the IE America Radio Network or at ieamericaradio.com. And Nancy and I do a little thing on Sundays. So check it out if you would at WLSAM.com. Noon to 3 on Sundays, just FYI. U.S. forces shoot looter in Iraq. This is from today's New York Times webpage. Major General Buford Blount, commander of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division, told reporters in a video conference from the Iraqi capital that once the elements of the 1st Armored Division enter Iraq from the staging areas in Kuwait, U.S. commanders will be ready to reassess when members of the 3rd Infantry can start leaving. Somehow I think I have to just, you know, somehow affectate my voice and talk real fast when I get into the military presence of the, you know, just kind of get that attitude thing going. Now, this is the president, remember, who told us all that he was against, all against nation building. Nation building, big waste of time. Nation building. Who wants to do that? Big waste of time. Nation building. Yeah, nation building. So here's Major General Buford Blount, or Blount, B-L-O-U-N-T, depending on how you'd like to pronounce it. Feel free. Take your own pronunciation. He says, our combat engineers have become civil engineers. Our infantrymen and tankers are security guards and police. And civil affairs have become paymasters. Security is our number one concern and top priority today. If you ask the soldiers, they're ready to go home. Duh. But again, this was the guy. Oh, nation building. No, we can't do that. Oh, wait a minute. There's oil there? No, you didn't. That wasn't part of the question. If you'd said nation building in a country that had a lot of oil that I wanted to get out, that'd be different. But you guys just said nation building in the debate, so I gave you the answer. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Let's get Andy in here. Andy, welcome to the Mike Malloy program. Ski Anderson filling in.
Yes, sir. How's it going?
Life is very good. Thank you for calling.
Well, that's good. That's good. Now, Mike admonished us last night to go easy on you. And, but,
you know, you're the second person that said that. Was he expecting me to just stink the place up miserably tonight, or
well,
what?
I don't know. Now, you know,
it's been a little rough. I don't think it's been that bad.
No, no. now, you know, now look, this is serious, serious stuff. Talking about shooting the looters. We have to, this is at least where I'm coming from, is we have got to not use the right language. And I've got to, you know, call you on this. I mean, you use the words tough and muscular to describe the shooting of the looters. As far as I'm concerned, the words to describe that are weak and cowardly. And that's what it is. And we have got to use the correct language. Now, let me give you another example. There's talk of miniaturizing nuclear weapons. I will never use that term. There can be nothing more maximum than a nuclear weapon. There's no way to miniaturize it. You get what I'm saying?
I do.
Shooting looters is weak and cowardly. And that's what these people are. They are weak, and they are cowards, and they are to be reviled.
Point well taken on the language there. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You bet, Andy. We appreciate it. 1-800-825-5937. Max in Santa Fe as well. Mac, welcome to the Mike Malloy program. Hello. Ski Anderson filling in.
Hello.
Hello, sir. You're on.
This is Mac.
Hi, Mac.
I'm a regular listener and have for quite some time.
Well, thank you.
And my brief is that, we've gone through a lot of tough stuff over the years, and I am an eternal optimist, and I have a gut feeling from what I'm hearing from you and others is that I think we're coming to a turn in the road that going to lead us. I think the folks are beginning to stand still and listen, and to the optimist. And I think that if we just keep plugging away, I think we're coming to a turning point.
Well, you know, and I'm with you there, Mac, because I've heard a number of folks talk about being dejected, not having the right people to run the party, and you know, I jumped on the Bash Tom Daschle bandwagon earlier. Let's not forget that the Republicans had, what, 40-some years of being the minority party, of having their lunch handed to them for that many years, for, you know, day in, day out, on such a long, torturous journey in their political life. And what they were able to come from that, or what they brought from that, was the ability to coalesce and organize. And, the more radical part of their party kind of took over and has, you know, bastardized the whole name conservative. But maybe there are things like that that we should be learning, that this is the time where we can't just rely on the media or just expect that all African Americans are going to vote Democratic, or whatever constituencies we've taken for granted over the last 30 years. And start realizing, you know what, we're going to have to start working this. We're going to have to start getting people who understand the media. They're going to have to get out there with a message. We're going to have to get a little more organized. And we're going to have to bring this message to the people. Because just kicking back going, well, we're all Democrats and we won. We won for the last 25 years. We're going to probably win forever. The game has changed.
Tom Paine had a comment to make along the line. He said, these are the times that try men's souls. And I think we're having ours tried. And I also had the feeling that the old business about when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And I think that we're taking a deep breath, and a pertinent time is coming up pretty quick.
I think
when
you're
the
absolutely.
Boats go, and let's see what happens. But I'm the eternal optimist. I'd like to just add this.
Sure.
My first vote helped elect FDR to his second term, and I've been through the mill as far as watching what happens along the way.
You've seen it all.
And I'm very optimistic, and I just want to add that to what's been said, and don't give up hope. Just keep banging away. Out here in the field, we depend on you fellas to keep us informed.
Well, Mac, well, I appreciate the call tonight, and thank you for that that insight. I appreciate that because, like you said, someone who's been through the war in the trenches and knows all about it and seen things come and go can give a perspective that we miss in the geez, what's the news cycle this story today? And then, you know, we get that for 12 hours and they move on to the next news cycle. So it's nice to know that my initial gut reaction to all this is along the line with somebody who's seen this before. So, Mac, thank you for the call.
You bet. Hang in there.
We will.
Okay.
1-800-825-5937, 1-800-TALK-YES, the telephone numbers to get in and be part of the Mike Malloy program. My name is Ski Anderson. I'm filling in tonight. And we'd love to hear from you as well, like we did from Andy or Mac there in the Santa Fe area, or wherever you may be listening on the Sirius Radio Network, or if you're on the computer paying bills or doing whatever at ieamericaradio.com or any of the other stations that may be broadcasting the program. Don't be afraid. Go ahead. Give it a call. And again, just a quick plug for Mike's website as well, mikemalloy.com, new and improved. Very nice. If you haven't been there, check it out. Please do so. All kinds of great things going on at MikeMalloy.com. It's a whole new look, and it's very, very good. Very, very good. You know, that call from Mac, it got to the point of something that I wanted to bring up, and I guess now would be a good time to do it, would be the idea that, you know, as bad as all this looks, as bad as this whole George Bush situation is, with all the tragedy and the silliness and the stupidity and the whatever else you want to call it, that goes along with this administration. I'm just reminded of two things that we can't let that slow us down or keep us from doing the things that need to be done, and that's the organizing, the staying motivated, the trying to come up with the better results, come up with the better plans, stay positive. I think after the 2000 election, there was this letdown. The media, of course, made it easy for Republicans, because anytime anybody wanted to bring up the fact that the election was stolen, nobody would say anything or do anything about it. How long did we have to wait until we finally had the vote counts in? Forever. And then the headlines were all misleading. Florida recount proves George Bush won. And then, you know, the fourth paragraph from the bottom says, but if you factor in all the votes, then Al Gore would have won by 10,000. And there's an easy letdown when that happens. You know, it's just natural. You're engaged in that bitter battle. You're going head to head, toe to toe, face to face, you know. And all of a sudden it gets pulled out from underneath you. But unlike a major sporting event, where when you have your ultimate grand finale, if you're playing baseball, the season's over. Okay? If you lose the World Series, you go home for 2 months, you lick your wounds, and then you come back after you're rested and refreshed and maybe got your head screwed on straight, and there you go. But, you know, not in this game called politics. Not in this government situation. You don't have that luxury. You can't just go home and just wait 2 or 3 months till you think you feel better and get going. No, you got to get the head screwed back on straight, and you got to get back in there, and you got to keep fighting. And some of the guys and women in our party are doing that. Some of them aren't. You know who they are, so don't vote for them. Throw the bums out. But we just, you know, it's that never give up. Just can't do it. You know, 40 some odd years the Republicans had their lunch handed to them. When we had, you know, the House, the Senate. Every once in a while we'd get the presidency, but for some reason, you know, the American people in their infinite wisdom. Is the task daunting? Yes. Has the landscape changed over the last 40 years media-wise? Yes. Is it going to be an uphill struggle? Yes. But remember when you were a kid, when you were complaining that, I'm never going to be able to do that. I'll never learn how to ride my bike. I'm never going to learn how to do long division. I'm never going to whatever. And then your parents would tell you, you know what? Anything worth doing in life is worth working for. Because if somebody just hands it to you, who cares? Nobody cares. If they just keep giving things to you, then you're just going to, oh, yeah, okay, great, I got another one, yeah, cool, all right, fine. So what? Big deal. You're not going to care about it. Oh, it's going to be sweet. It will be so sweet. I promise. It will be an amazing time when it finally happens, when the tide finally turns, when things finally go the way they should, when the cosmic tumblers align and the American people awake to all that they have had pulled down over their eyes. And like Max said, it's coming a lot sooner than you think. The karma train has this habit of making an appearance when you least expect it. And when it does, make sure you have your tickets ready, folks. Because it's going to be coming around real quick, and you're just going to have to jump right on and just watch that karma train roll right on through. Look out. Na-na-na-na-na. 1-800-825-5937. That's 1-800-TALK-YES to be part of the Mike Malloy Show here on the IE America Radio Network. Mary Lynn F. Jones has an article at theamericanprospect.org where she talks about the fact or prospect.org, I'm sorry. The American Prospect is the name of the magazine. Prospect.org is the website. She says, unlike Bill Bennett, I'm not a gambler, but if I were, I'd bet the Democrats aren't going to take back the Senate in 2004. She goes, it may sound pessimistic, a little bit odd coming from a liberal magazine, but Democrats should be realistic about their chances. And the truth is, knowing that there's little prospect of taking back either half of Congress in 2004 could actually be a blessing in disguise for the party. It could allow the Democrats to be themselves during the next 18 months, freeing them to build a sustainable ideological vision for the party rather than triangulating furiously in the hope of picking up just one or two more seats. It could also portend good things for the eventual Democratic presidential nominee, given the electorate's recent tendency to favor divided government. Again, this goes back to what I was just talking about. With Congress locked in Republican hands, Democrats might be able to make the argument that sending George W. back to the White House would give far-right conservatives heady momentum and unchecked power to enact their agenda. There you go. How many of those 40-some years the Republicans had their lunch handed to them was there a Democrat in the White House? Not very often. Divided government. Of the 34 Senate seats up for election next year, Democrats hold 19. That means they have more seats to defend than the Republicans. And according to the University of Virginia's Larry Sabato, who called the 2002 Senate races correctly 94% of the time, 15 of the 34 seats are either solidly in the Democratic or Republican camps. 4 Democratic and 6 Republican seats are likely to stay within their respective party, meaning something big would have to happen for those candidates to lose. It's all about working for the goal. And so, in the House and Senate, let's just shoot for the big prize. Maybe that's where all the fun's at. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Ski Anderson for Mike Malloy.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984. 1-800-444-1984.
Do you want to own a computer but have less than perfect credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months, Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved. Guaranteed. You heard right. You're approved for a brand new name brand computer. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now. If you can afford a payment of as little as $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, you're already approved. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-823-0157 right now and tell us where you want your brand new name brand computer delivered. If you can afford $35 a week for just 12 months and have a checking or savings account, your brand new state-of-the-art PC will be on its way. Guaranteed. Bad credit, no problem. Blue Hippo Funding says you're approved for the computer of your dreams. Guaranteed. Call right now, 1-800-823-0157.
the IE America Radio Network delivers progressive information and entertaining programming throughout the week and weekends. The Doug Seff and Talk Radio Countdown on Saturday mornings features the top 10 stories and issues in talk radio across the USA, followed by the Bobby Likas Car Clinic. If it has to do with your vehicle, Bobby Likas will tell you how to fix it the right way. The Home Improvement Experts and Home Improvement USA will answer your home fix-up questions. And if you like antiques, you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent. Pet owners, you can ask your questions about your loving pets during Talking Pets with John Patch. Sunday mornings begin with the best of Doug Steffens Talk Radio Countdown, followed by the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack. For you high-tech wizards, Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline will keep you informed with the latest news on today's technology. Rambling with Ramsey will update you on the hot vacation spots around the world. Then the real animals come out during the live Sunday evening call-in show, Animal Talk.
It's a cross between Wild Kingdom and Saturday Night Live.
Mark Hannes, Dr. Brad Davis, and Donna Blumba will answer listeners' questions about pets from fish to feline. To get these programs, call 1-800-397-8255. For now, listen to us live on the web at IEAmericaRadio.com.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune Into Tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com. And join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Do the Republicans or the Democrats have a clear vision for America that actually includes democracy, fairness, and justice? Do the Greens or the Progressives? How can we create a shared vision of the kind of future we want for our children? This is Tom Hartman, and for 2 hours every day, I'll be exploring these and many other issues with guests from a wide variety of viewpoints, as well as taking your calls. We'll be talking about the stories behind the stories in the day's news. That's the Tom Hartman Program, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
It's not your father's talk radio. It's Mike Malloy.
With special guest host, Ski Anderson.
All right, let's get this going here. 1-800-TALK-YES, 1-800-825-5937. Lance is in Manhattan, Illinois. Lance, thanks for taking the time to give a call tonight.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
I don't agree about it changing real soon. When the Democrats ran things, they did not sleep with the corporations to the point where the corporations used all their TV and all their radio and all their newsprint to make conservative a dirty word. This is the corporations and the Republicans versus the Democrats, and they have all the money. They have all the media. They have so much influence that most of the Democrats are now Republicans. You only have two or three Democrats running for president who are actually Democrats. I think it's a disaster, and if we don't turn to some sort of radical, you can go on Mike's website now and you can already hear it. Well, we got to vote for the Democrat no matter who it is because we got to get Bush out. Hey, I'd rather have Bush than Lieberman. If it's going to get screwed up and destroyed, at least let the Republicans be responsible for it. I'm only voting for Democrats from now on. I just can't bring myself to vote for any more of these Democrats in name. And you look at their voting record, and they're simply Republicans because they're afraid because all the money's on the other side. I don't see this changing in the near future because our side has no balls. Limited intelligence and no desire to fight it. I just don't see it happening. I wish that it would. I wish we'd have a revolution, but I don't see the fire there at all.
Well, I hope that I hope that there are actually some of those Democrats out there, and I guess that's what I was hoping for, is that eventually they would step forward and we would get to that point. But I agree with you that just voting, I mean, if Joe Lieberman is going to be the choice, then
it's just delaying the downfall. No. It's just let it, if we're going to ruin our country, just let's ruin it now and get it over with. Let's free fall into it instead of sliding into it. Either that or let's fix it. And Joe Lieberman's not going to fix it, nor is John Kerry or any other fake Democrat. They're not going to fix it because they go along with the program of things that ruined our country. We need people who throw out NAFTA, things like that. I only hear Dennis Kucinich talking about it, nobody else. The guy who claims he's the Democratic representative of the Democratic Party, Howard Dean, is pro-NAFTA. How can a Democrat be pro-NAFTA? I don't have the enthusiasm and optimism about it. I wish that I did. I look for things to be positive about, but I do not see the fire in most people, the indignation of let's stop this and change it. It's just, I don't see it. I wish it did.
Lance, I appreciate your call. Thanks for your insights. Always great to hear from you. been a fun and fantastic evening. I appreciate you spending time or letting me spend time with you. I'm Ski Anderson in for Mike Malloy. Mike will be back on Monday. Char, thanks for all your help back at the studio. And Kathy Bay's voice on something, and I think Robin's on some other. And thank you so much. 1-800-TALK-YES is the number. Keep that in mind to be part of the IE America Radio Network. Ski Anderson for Mike Malloy.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2002. From the network that brings you different points of view from the likes of Peter Werby and Mike Malloy, now a different point of view on the news. IE America is proud to present WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. WINS is a unique news service that focuses on issues that affect our daily lives. WINS is not about what big business wants you to hear. WINS is about us. To hear WINS, go to IEAmericaRadio.com and click on WINS. If you like what you hear, call your local radio station and say you want WINS. It's something different. It's from IE America and WINS.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland. The man accused of driving a tractor trailer full of suspected illegal immigrants was charged today in federal court in Houston. 18 of the riders died from heat-related causes. Tyrone Williams of Schenectady, New York, was charged with transporting and harboring aliens and conspiring to transport and harbor aliens. First Assistant U.S. Attorney Don DeGabriel says this is a very serious crime.
I think this is a very dangerous enterprise. Smuggling of human beings as if they were chattel or cargo, throwing them in the back of a truck because they are so desperate to want to come to this country and willing to take the chance to do so.
DeGabriel adds that two other suspects are being sought, and it's possible that even more suspects could emerge as the investigation continues. Officials in Great Britain have banned all flights to and from Kenya because of terrorism threats. Kenya's Security Minister Chris Murungaru says the ban is an extreme action taken because of possible attacks.
Action like this may make it appear like terrorists are making a moral score. If they can disrupt normal travel, disrupt normal life, then...